far. They're 14-6 versus the 5-15 St. Lucie Mets. This is the sixth game of this six-game series versus the St. Lucie Mets. And the Threshers are 5-0 so far. They're looking for their first sweep of the season. With these six-game series, it's hard to see a sweep. You don't see them very often, but this Threshers team has been killing it. They've been balling, and they're looking to get that sweep. So let's take a look at last night's game. Last night's game got delayed twice. That was unfortunate. But the Threshers still came out with the victory. They won 11-4 in a dominant performance from Gabriel Conez Jr. He was 2-for-4 at bat with 3 RBIs and 2 runs. But it wasn't just Rincones. The whole team was just, they were getting to the base. So everybody on the team, Boyd, Crawford, Rincones, Castillo, Kemp, Rincon, Minietti, and Fergus, they all recorded hits. The only member of the Threshers to not record a hit was Jordan Disson, but even he walked twice. So still, good performance from him as well. The winning pitcher for last night's game was Sam Aldegary. He was a starting pitcher. He pitched 5 innings, allowing just 3 hits and 1 run. That's a 2.87 ERA for him. So, the Mets, they only recorded 3 hits on the night. It was a long game with those delays. But the Threshers were still able to hold them in check. So, yeah, this is the sixth game of this series. So the starting pitcher today for the Threshers is Braden Fosnot, and with the Mets, it is Douglas Orellana. In fact, let's take a look at the starting lineups for each team. Starting off with the road Mets is Blaine McIntosh, the left fielder, followed by Tim LoCastro, the major league rehabber. He's playing at center field. Jacob Reimer, the third baseman. Junior Tillian, the second baseman. Vincent Perozzo, the catcher. Kevin Villavicencio, shortstop. Eduardo Salazar, DH. Yoel Martinez, first baseman. Finally, Dairon Campos, the right fielder. Now, let's take a look at the Threshers starting lineup. Starting off is Ricardo Rosario, the left fielder, followed by Amarion Boyd, who's playing center field today. Caleb Ricketts, the catcher. Gabe Rincones Jr., he's playing, he's the DH today. Chad Castillo, first baseman. Otto Kemp at second base, Jordan Byers at right field, Fraylin Minietti at third base, and Eric Brito finally at batting ninth. He is the shortstop for the Threshers today. So yeah, it's a pretty cloudy day today, but hopefully it will be good. So yeah, it's a good day for baseball. So Josh, how have the Threshers just been able to dominate the Mets this whole series with these 5 wins, and we're going to go on 6.
I mean, it's been just a combination of a lot of things. The Threshers lineup has just not looked better than it has this series. Double-digit runs in 2 of the previous 5 games. They started off the season scoring almost, they started off the series scoring almost 20 runs on 26 hits through just the first 2 games. I mean, this offense is really starting to hit its stride right now, and that's been key, and the pitching has been good all year. Walks, as it is with really every team at the single A level, they're always going to be a bit of a problem, particularly in the first month of the season. But it is just the pitching has stayed dominant for Clearwater, and the lineup is starting to hit its stride, which is just really heating up at a good time for the Threshers, and they've been able to get it done this series.
Yeah, they only 5 walks for last night's game, opposed to the 10 strikeouts. So I don't know if there's been a game this series or this season when the Threshers have not earned tacos for the fans at Tijuana Flats. So if you're a Threshers fan and you like tacos, it's a good time. So the base running for the Threshers has been dominant this series as well. Of course, 2 nights ago, Marion Boyd had those 4 stolen bags, and yesterday, Jordan Crawford, he had stolen bases, and Gabe Rincones Jr. So it's a quiet night for the stolen bases yesterday, but Threshers have been dominant on that end as well this whole season. So let's take a look at the Florida State League standings. So, the Threshers are on top of the Florida State League with a lead of 1.5 games. So, they've been dominating. And the next team, they're on top of the Bradenton Marauders. They're the next team up in the Florida State League with a record of 12-7. That's the Pittsburgh Pirates affiliate. And they're also in the Florida State League Western Division. On top of the Florida State League East Division is the Jupiter with an 11-9 record. So the Florida State League West Division, it has more teams, but the teams also, all but two of the six are above 500. So it seems to be the West that's running for a state league this year. So the Threshers are wearing their red jerseys with their white pinstripe pants. It's a nice look. And the Mets are wearing their gray uniforms. So it's a nice day for jerseys, like always here. I like the jerseys of both teams, really. Both nice looks. It's a very windy day today in Baker Ballpark. These flags and, of course, the palm trees that we have here in Clearwater, they're all dancing out in the outfield, so might be a lot of wobbly pitches and balls flying around, so I'd be surprised if we saw some home runs, but with this Threshers team, you know, they're just hitting the ball hard, so really not surprising at all for them, actually.
Yeah, with the three lefty batters in the middle of that Threshers order, the wind blowing out to right field today, some lazy pop-ups could turn into some long balls, particularly the way Rincones Jr. and Caleb Ricketts have been hitting the ball lately.
They've been sliding that ball pretty hard. So, yeah, the Justin Crawford, fourth-ranked prospect in the Philly system. He's getting a day off today on this Sunday night baseball game. It's a late game for the Threshers and the Mets last night. Right toward about midnight, right, Josh?
Yeah, that was a long night, and I'm lucky I've got a cup of coffee next to me just to keep me up for the rest of this game. But one of the stranger things that I think I've seen during the game was that power outage delay at the very end of the sixth inning. Haven't had a chance to talk to Chad Castillo yet because he was running towards first base with the final out of the inning, and it was a routine play. But you know, if you're in the middle of making an out and every light in the stadium goes off, that's got to be a strange situation.
Now what's the rule on that? Is it play get redone?
The out just finished. I mean,
did he catch the ball?
It was a ground ball he fielded and just ran towards the bag. Gotcha. But like, still, for a brief second there, every light in the stadium was out. So yeah, not an easy play to make, but he seemed to just roll right off with it.
Fortunately, it wasn't a fly ball.
Yeah, I think in that situation they might have redone the at bat, but yeah, luckily it was just a ground ball and ended up in an easy out for Clearwater.
Yeah, the umpires for tonight's game is Isabella Robb behind the home plate, and on the bases is Tyler Green. They've been our umpires this whole homestand. Hopefully, there's no difficult situations like that. I know with an umpire that could be kind of difficult with those unique situations like a power outage, but we should be good today. So it's 11:55 so far, so should be starting the anthem soon. But yeah, the Threshers players, it's a late night. Same with the Mets, but got a young group on both teams, so they should be pretty energized still. These are elite athletes as well.
Yeah, I think the later end to last night's game affects more, more the non-players a bit more.
Yeah.
But there's definitely some energy in the ballpark. Sunday nights or Sunday afternoons here at Bay Care Ballpark are always a good time. So we promise another entertaining game, and hopefully the Threshers will close out their first six-game sweep in a little over a year.
That would be awesome. Six-game sweep. It's not easy to sweep a team. Three or four games in the major leagues, but here is six games with the volatility of minor league baseball. It's really impressive, and it speaks to just the depth of this Threshers roster. So out comes the Threshers team out for the anthem. Once again, wearing their red jerseys with the blue numbers. And, yeah. So once the Threshers get set out in the outfield, take a break here for the national anthem, and then we'll start this game. It's the 21st game of the Threshers season. So, all right, now we'll take a break and pause for the national anthem and get started on this beautiful Sunday night game or Sunday afternoon game.
Sunday afternoon baseball here in Clearwater as the Threshers look for their first six-game sweep since April of last season against the Tampa Tarpons. This time, it's against the St. Lucie Mets. Clearwater has won their last five at home and six games overall, finishing off the Tarpon series with a 12-3 victory. In season finales this year, the Threshers have won all but one of the four series finales, losing the series finale against Fort Myers the last time at home by a 5-0 margin. Today, it's Braden Fosnot on the bump for the Threshers without a record thus far and a 4.22 ERA for the left-handed hurler. Big thanks to Lance Williams for the pregame show. We'll be back in the game for some score updates and then have the postgame after today's contest. But I'm Josh Sperber. As the Threshers are looking for their seventh straight win, they're on a season-best six-game win streak, and they've won their last five against St. Lucie after finishing off last year with two consecutive losses to the eventual Florida State League champions. But it is a very different team that has come out of this gate for St. Lucie. Most of their collegiate and former draft picks are up in Brooklyn, and a much younger team in this go-round in St. Lucie. The Threshers, a lot of guys with some extensive minor league experience, and that is really shown over the course of this season, as through the first 20 games, Clearwater has the best record in the Florida State League at 14-6, with Bradenton, their first series of the season, a series they took the final two games of in a three-game set, has the second-best record at 12-7. The Marauders will play a doubleheader in Dunedin. beginning at noon as well today. But it's Threshers and Mets for the sixth time. Final time here at BayCare Ballpark. We'll be in St. Lucie in the next road series, in two road series from now, beginning on May 23rd. Blaine McIntosh leads things off for the Mets. The lefty Fosnaught to the lefty McIntosh, who strokes run out into right field on the first pitch of the ballgame. Fires, takes it off the wall, and sends it to the cutoff man, Otto Kemp. It goes by him and into the glove of Eric Brito. And it's the second leadoff double of the series for the St. Lucie Mets. McIntosh getting on board on the first pitch of the game. He's in left field for St. Lucie doing the leadoff work, and the fourth major league rehabber that the Threshers are facing as a hitter, fifth overall with Josh Winder of the Twins pitching a couple innings for the Mighty Muscles during the last home series. And now in each of the last three series, a major league rehabber has laced up against the Threshers. Tim LeCastro is hit on his first pitch that he sees in his rehab assignment. So a double and a hit by pitch put the first two players for the Mets on the field, and Caleb Ricketts will go out to have a chat with Fosnaught. Jacob Reimer, the number three hitter, is coming to the batter's box now. Junior Tillian will bat fourth. Vincent Perozzo, the number five hitter for the St. Lucie Mets. Kevin Villavicencio bats sixth. Edmar Salazar in his second consecutive game of the series batting seventh. Yoel Martinez batting eighth, and Dairon Campos rounding out the order for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Tim LeCastro on first and Blaine McIntosh on second. Still nobody out here in the top of the first inning on a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Clearwater. Some rain delayed the game yesterday, turned into a nice night, especially for the Threshers, as they matched their season high with seven runs in the bottom of the sixth inning en route to an 11-4 victory. First pitch to Reimer is a fastball that misses just upstairs, count 1 and 0. Fosnaught, 4.22 ERA, no record thus far, making his third career start in his fourth appearance this season. Four-seamer, two-seamer, that kind of looks like a sinker from Fosnaught. A slider, cutter, and a changeup are his five pitches. Now the 1-0 to Reimer. Fouled away, and that's going to land into the net. Count even at 1-1. Reimer has played every game for the Mets this series. One of their top-rated prospects at 17 on the MLB.com's list. He's now got two on and nobody out with a 1-1 count. Fosnaught deals. Fastball misses upstairs, and the count is 2-1. Reimer on the series has played in all five games, is 6-for-15 with three runs scored, two RBI, and walked three times, but has also struck out six of his 15 at-bats. Here's the 2-1. Hit the other way and foul over the netting and into the stands on the right field side, even the count at 2-2. Fosnaught on the season, 11 strikeouts and 6 walks in 10 2/3 innings, and has now given up 11 hits after the leadoff knock from Blaine McIntosh. He takes a short lead off of second base, a double steal always possible, any kind of steal possible with LeCastro on base, but not this time. Swing and a miss as the breaking ball breaks Jacob Reimer. He struck out for his seventh time in the series, and Braden Fosnaught gets his first K of the day. That'll bring up Junior Tillian as we set the defense for the Threshers here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Chad Castillo on first and Otto Kemp at second base, Eric Brito at short, and Franlin Minietti playing third for the Threshers. We'll set the outfield after this pitch as Fosnaught, in his set, looks at second base twice and deals. Pitch let go for a fastball inside, ball one to Tillian. Left to right in the outfield for the Threshers, Ricardo Rosario in left, Amarion Boyd in center, and Jordan Viers making his second start in the outfield in right here on this Sunday afternoon. Caleb Ricketts, the catcher, awaits the pitch from the starter Fosnaught. Here's the 1-0. Hit foul, and that's going to hit off the railing of the Mets dugout. Even count at 1-1. Tillian has played four of the five games, has had three hits, and all of them have gone for extra bases, including a double last night. Two RBIs, one run scored, and seven strikeouts with just one walk in his four games this series. Fosnaught, the 1-1. Fouled away again, barely got a piece of that as it rolled back to the bat's backstop to make it a 1-2 count. And Fosnaught has done a good job getting ahead of these hitters with runners on base, really forcing these Mets into a position where they have to swing the bat as he's looking for a double play with the infield pinched up the middle. 1-2 pitch, fouled away. That's going to hit off the sweets behind home plate and keep the count at 1-2. We're staying right here at BayCare Ballpark for another week as the Lakeland Flying Tigers come into town for the first series of May. You can purchase your tickets for that one at threshersbaseball.com/tickets in our third home series of the season. Threshers, with an 8-3 record here at BayCare Ballpark, as Fosnot steps off the mound and sends McIntosh back to second base. Still a 1-2 count to Tillian. One hit and no runs just yet. One out here in the top of the first. The lefty Fosnot set from the belt. He looks over at the base runners. A second look at second and the pitch. Fouled away. Knocked off the tip of Caleb Ricketts' glove. And the count will stay 2-2, or 1-2 to Junior Tillian. He's got a .262 average on the season with a home run and 9 RBIs. Yesterday, a double and a run, his only run scored of the series, and also walked in a 1-for-3 day. Went off the second inning with a double. 1-2 inside on the breaking ball, and the count will even at 2-2. And Tillian, a versatile option for St. Lucie. He's played at second, third, and short so far this series. Always good to have an infielder who can play multiple positions. So 2 on and 1 out, 2-2 the count. As Fosnot deals. Runners go. Pitches goes upstairs. And going for second is LeCastro. And that's where Ricketts went. And it is a double steal as one of MLB's premier pinch runners is now on second base. LeCastro with his first steal in his minor league rehab assignment. For McIntosh, it's his first stolen base of the series. And on the season, he has had a couple more than that as one of the quicker runners on this Mets team. Now the bases are loaded, though, as the breaking ball misses low and in for ball four. And that is a walk to go the hit by pitch and a double. Second swipe of the season for McIntosh. He's on third, Tim LeCastro on second, and Junior Tillian on first with one out. So double play still a possibility. In the final three innings of the game, the Threshers traded a run for two double plays with Josh Bortka and Yoniel Ramirez on the hill. Now it's Vincent Perozzo who takes a ball upstairs on a fastball by Fosnot, count 1-0. He's not a guy who's going to blow you away with velocity, but just a lot of different pitches in his arsenal, and he's able to mix those in pretty well. Just right now, the Mets not swinging what he offers. That's an exception. As Perozzo goes at an inside fastball to even the count at 1-1. Perozzo, 3 RBIs on the season, an average of .273 in his fourth game against the Threshers this week. Count 1-1, one out, and bases are loaded for Perozzo. Fosnot deals, Perozzo offers the breaking ball and misses to make the count 1-2 in Braden's favor. He got it to 1-2 on Tillian in his last at bat. Tillian ended up walking, fouling off a couple of two-strike pitches, and now Fosnot looking to change things up here against Perozzo. The 1-2. This is popped up into foul territory down the third base side, and it's going to land on the roof over the press box. Not for the roof. Lance Williams, who's next to me in the booth right now, might have been knocked out. So, thanks, roof. 1-2 still to Perozzo, the catcher for the third time this series. 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground to second. This could be two. Kemp flips to second for one. Brito back to first, but not in time. And it's a fielder's choice and an RBI for Vincent Perozzo. McIntosh scores from third to make it 1-0. LeCastro moves to third, and Perozzo has his fourth RBI of the season to give St. Lucie a 1-0 lead with two outs on the 4-6. Fielder's choice. RBI number 4 for Perozzo, and two outs for Kevin Villavicencio. Another versatile middle infielder. He's played both second and short this season and this series. Today he's back at shortstop, which is his primary position. First pitch to Villavicencio is popped up high in the air. Castillo goes after it, but stops so that he sees that ball is going to land in foul territory. It's 0-1 to Villavicencio, who play a lot more second base when Jet Williams was in the game, as he's primarily a shortstop, and the Mets' first rounder last year, he is going to get precedence to play his primary position. So they're moving Villavicencio around the middle of the infield with some success as a breaking ball misses inside to even the count at 1-1. But Villavicencio has struggled at the plate this series. Two hits with one double, three runs scored though, five strikeouts and three walks. Inside on the fastball, and the count is 2-1. Villavicencio has, though, played all six games of this series now, joining Blaine McIntosh, who has just five starts now in this six-game set. 2-1, hit the other way, foul down the first base line, count even to 2-2. And Jeffrey De Los Santos, who I saw with a cast this morning after he was helped off the field late in last night's contest. Hopefully he won't be out for too long, though he's not listed on the Mets injury report just yet. Only roster move was adding the rehabber in Tim LaCastro. 2-2. Weak pop-up, and that's going to land foul in the sweets on the first base side, and the count is now 2-2 once again. Villavicencio, 210 hitter on the season, 105 hitter this week against the Threshers, who have held St. Lucie to a team average under 200. This one is hit into left field. That's going to fall to the feet of Ricardo Rosario, and Tim LaCastro will jog home, hit by a pitch and a run in his first rehab appearance in the first inning. It's 2-0 Mets, but this is not a new situation. The Mets getting on the board first, and the Threshers coming back with a vengeance later in the game. So Villavicencio gets his first RBI of the series, or his second RBI of the series, excuse me, and it's 2-0 Mets with two outs here in the top of the first inning. That'll bring up Eduardo Salazar, seventh Met to come up this inning. He has got two on and two out, with Perozzo on second and Villavicencio on third. Breaking ball misses to make the count 1-0. 2-0 Mets, two outs, two on. 1-0 count to Salazar, who had a bit of an injury scare himself earlier in this series, hit by a pitch in the first game that he started and had to be taken out of that game early, as this one is flied out into foul territory, bouncing near the strikeout cafe in right field, and the count evens at 1-1 to the Mets DH. Salazar 0-2 with two strikeouts in three plate appearances. He was also hit by a pitch as the fastball misses upstairs to make the count 2-1. Fosnot, a Division II product at Westchester University in Pennsylvania, but the PSAC, as his conference is called, is one of the better athletic conferences in NCAA Division II. Westchester is really the gold standard when it comes to PSAC sport. This one is rolled on the ground to short. Brito drops to Anita to field it. He'll send it to Kemp at second base, and the fielder's choice ends the inning. But St. Lucie, with probably their most productive inning of the series, they put up two runs on two hits and leave two men stranded without an error in the inning. 2-0 St. Lucie, the Threshers come to bat next here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, May 19th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit SPCA Tampa Bay. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The Threshers get their first cuts of the ball game after St. Lucie plated two of the seven batters that came up in the top of the first inning. But the Threshers allowing a first inning run and coming back against St. Lucie has been relatively commonplace this series. On Thursday night's win, St. Lucie also scored two runs in the first. The Threshers came back with three in the home half. And now the first pitch to Clearwater is going to miss inside to Ricardo Rosario. Count is 1-0. Also on Wednesday night, St. Lucie put up a run in the first inning. The Threshers came back with three in the home half. Rosario, who was the leadoff man in both of those prior games, now tastes a fastball on the outside corner for a 1-1 count in Orellana's second start of the series. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, catches the outside part of the plate. And the count is now 1-2. Orellana looked really solid on Tuesday. It was the Mets bullpen that allowed most of Clearwater's eight runs, Orellana allowing three in four innings of work, as Ricardo Rosario fouls that one back, a 93-mile-an-hour heater, to keep it at 1-2. This is Rosario's seventh game as a Thresher. He's reached base in all of them. Just a really solid start to his full-season career. 1-2 pitch, hit on a line. That's going to go past the shortstop and into left field for a leadoff single. And Ricardo Rosario picks up right where he left off. Took a night off last night and just continues to hit and get on base for the Clearwater Threshers. Comes in today's game with an on-base percentage of .533 on the season, and he's now reached base in seven of seven games since he's played for Clearwater. He's a stealing threat, and so is the man at the plate in Amarion Boyd. Rosario dummies it, and it's a popped button foul territory. Diving to make the play is Yoel Martinez, and Boyd goes back to the dugout disappointed as a foul ball bunt gets the first out of the first inning. So Rosario, the leadoff man on first with a single, a foul line out by Amarion Boyd. He's batting second, and Caleb Ricketts is back in the Threshers lineup batting third. Rincones Jr. is on deck. Chad Castillo batting fifth, and Otto Kemp, the sixth hitter. Off goes Rosario, the pitch upstairs for a ball, and the throw sailed into center field by Perozzo. LeCastro on it quickly, and Ricardo Rosario will stay on second base with stolen base number four in six attempts. It's a 1-0 count to Ricketts as Orellana gets ready, and Ricketts gets back in the batter's box. We'll finish the Threshers' last three in the order after this pitch. Runner on second for Clearwater, and Orellana steps off the mound briefly. Byers batting seventh, Fraylin Minnieni batting eighth, and Eric Brito, the number nine hitter, in Clearwater's final starting lineup against St. Lucie at home this season. A 1-0 to Ricketts, man on second, and the breaking ball misses low, count 2-0. Ricketts represents the tying run, and he certainly has the power to do so, and man, has he been on a hot streak lately. His hitting streak ended on Friday night. It was a five-game hit streak that is now a six-game on-base streak as he walked in his first at-bat on Friday. Fastball upstairs as Orellana really does not want to pitch to Caleb Ricketts right now. Ricketts was the starting catcher for the Threshers on Tuesday, and he went 1-for-2 with an RBI single against Orellana. 3-0 count, short leadoff second from Rosario. Threshers trail 2-0, and the throw goes back to second base, a bit behind Villavicencio, and Rosario is in there safely. So it's still 3-0 to Ricketts, whose tear has put him at the top of the leaderboards in many hitting categories in the Florida State League, including a tie for first place with a .333 batting average. Now the 3-0 pitch, fastball over the plate, and the count 3-1. Ricketts also tied for second with 15 RBIs on the early portion of the season, has 20 hits, which is tied for fourth. So a good start for him. There's hit number 21, as that's going to drop into left center field for a base hit. Rosario sprinting around third, and LeCastro won't try and throw home. And the Threshers are on the board with RBI single number 16 for Caleb Ricketts on the season. Threshers now trail 2-1, and Ricketts heads to first on an RBI single. That'll bring up Gabriel Rincones Jr. as we set the defense for the St. Lucie Mets. Left to right in the outfield, it's Blaine McIntosh, the MLB rehabber, Tim LeCastro in center, and Dyron Campos in right field. Yoel Martinez at first, Junior Tillian at second, Kevin Villavicencio at short, and Jacob Reimer once again at third base with Vincent Perozzo doing the catching for Douglas Orellana. First pitch misses low to Rincones Jr. for a 1-0 count. He's the DH tonight, and his third home run of the season put him in a tie with Chad Castillo and about eight other Florida State leaguers for third in the league with three long balls. It's a 1-0 count. Fastball right down Broadway, and the count's even at 1-1. Rincones Jr., 8 RBIs on the season with a career-high 3 last night, an average of 265 on the year. In his second multi-hit game of the series, he went 2-for-4 with a 3-run home run. Ricketts, a short leadoff first. The 1-1 to Rincones is bounced right back up the middle, and Villavicencio loses it. It ping-ponged between the second baseman and the shortstop, and it's likely going to be an E6 on a fielder's choice that puts Gabriel Rincones Jr. on first base. So Ricketts is safe at second, and Rincones Jr. is on first base on a wild bobble in the Mets' middle infield. So that puts two on the bags for the Threshers. The first error of the season likely to be charged to Villavicencio, and now the go-ahead run is at the plate in the form of Chad Castillo, who has 3 homers on the season, just like Gabriel Rincones Jr. One out here in the first. First pitch to Castillo, cut on and missed on a breaking ball, and the count is 0-1. It is officially ruled just an E6, no fielder's choice, but Villavicencio is charged with the error, and St. Lucie has made a blunder in the field in each game this season. Breaking ball misses low and away, and the count 1-1 now to Castillo. Average just under 200 at 190, 3 homers and 8 RBIs. Same power numbers in terms of homers and RBIs as Rincones Jr. Now the 1-1. This is hit high in the air and foul. Count 1-2 to Chad Castillo. Short stint on the injured list that ended in Tampa. His first at bat coming back from the injured list, a 2 RBI single. And he has been solid, good in the field at first base as well, as the Threshers' seemingly everyday first baseman, as Castillo will call time and take a quick step out of the batter's box here on this Sunday afternoon. 1-2 count, 2 on and 1 out with the go-ahead run on first base. Ricketts heads back to second as he's looked back by Orellana. And the count will stay running two as Orellana is going to resettle himself, and so will Castillo, dipping back in the batter's box here with one out in the inning. Castillo has played all 6 games at first for the Threshers this series. This one has popped up down the left field line and foul to count 1-2. Castillo, 4-for-22, but 3 of those 4 hits have gone for extra bases. 2 homers, a double, and 5 RBIs. With a slugging percentage of .500 against St. Lucie this week. Now the 1-2. Hit on the ground. That's going to roll into right field for a base hit. Ricketts is being waved around third by Michael Jones. The throw going home. It is not in time. And Caleb Ricketts Jr. solid base running to tie the game up on an RBI single from Chad Castillo. His 6th ribby of the series, and just like that, we've got a tie ball game on our hands in the first inning. Rincones ends up on third on the RBI single, and it is 2-2 here in Clearwater as Gilbert Gomez is out to talk to Isabella Robb over on or behind home plate, and we're joined by Finley and a fan here. There you go, man. So Gomez still having a chat with Rob behind home plate. 2-1 and 1 out for Clearwater here in the top of the 2nd inning. And would you like to join the broadcast here really quick? A little fan interview? So who have we got here in the broadcast booth? Step on up to the microphone and tell all the listeners your name real quick.
David.
Your name is David? Nice to meet you.
No, I'm Josh.
Davey. Davey. Good to meet you, buddy. How many Threshers game have you been to this season?
A lot.
A lot. That's good. We want fans to come to a lot of games. You like the Threshers? Are they your favorite team?
Yeah.
Good answer. You're not only saying that because Finley's here, right?
Good.
Yeah. I can confirm that Finley didn't tell Davey over here to say anything. He's just sitting down, having a good time, and eating all my lunch. But two on and one out for Ono Kemp. And the go-ahead run on third. Kemp swings at the first pitch, and it is strike number one as he whiffs at a breaking ball. Kemp has also played most of this series, five games in the six total, and he is having his best series of the season. 7 for 20 so far as the throw goes back to first base to hold Castillo on the first base bag. And Kemp, with his first home run on the series' second day, a solo shot, also has five RBIs this week. Off to second goes Castillo. Pitch misses outside. It's a double steal as Rincones goes home, and the ball is dropped by Perozzo. Castillo heading for third, and he's in there safely. So two runners advance on the double steal, and Castillo goes to third when the ball's dropped at home. Second time the Threshers have scored on a steal of home this season, and Clearwater once again takes the lead after dropping runs in the first inning. High fives all around. Give me some. All right. So one on third now, still one out in a 1-1 count to Ono Kemp, and Davey over here is going to take full credit for that run coming home. Infield in now for the Mets as the breaking ball misses outside to make the count 1-2. Rincones Jr., though, the only unearned run of the game thus far as he reached on an error. And the Threshers back in the lead here on the final day of this St. Lucie series. Breaking ball again by Orellana. And the count now goes to 3-1. So, Davey, what's your favorite part about a Threshers game? You can wait. There's plenty of time to answer the question as a breaking ball is in there for a called strike two and a full count to Ono Kemp. You're a big home run guy. All right. Well, maybe we'll see one this inning. Kemp's already hit a homer this series, and he's got a full count to work with. Here's the payoff. Well, not a home run this at bat, but a walk's as good as a hit as Ono Kemp will head to first base with still one out here in the first inning, and that'll prompt a mound visit from Vincent Perozzo, as a guy who we've already seen hit a home run this series as well, Jordan Byers, comes up to the plate for the Threshers. And Dan McKinney, the pitching coach for St. Lucie, is going to have a chat with Douglas Orellana, who's already let up two runs, equaling the amount of earned runs that he let up in his first start of the series. So how many runs do you think the Threshers are going to win by today, David?
Probably like 9 or 10.
Wow. Davey wants a blowout. I think I agree with him. He's got a bat in hand himself. I think he's ready to go on there and take some cuts. We might see Davey pinch hitting later in the game, but we'll see. No promises, folks. Maybe not today, but maybe one day you'll be on that field. What do you think? Yeah? What position do you play?
Catcher.
That's a tough one. I don't know how you can squat for a whole game like that. So one out, Jordan Byers up at the plate. Kemp on first, Castillo on third. And the pitch to Byers right down Broadway to make it an 0-1 count. Byers in right field for tonight. Usually the DH for the Threshers, but getting some reps in the outfield. He has the ability to play both corners. 0-1 to Byers. This is popped up, and that's going to land on the roof right next to the broadcast booth to make the count 0-2 on the 94-mile-an-hour heater. Two homers and five RBIs on the season for Byers, and he's got two on and just one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Orellana set with the glove aligned with his hat. Kemp goes, and the pitch is grounded to first base. That's going to score a run, and the hit and run eliminates the possibility of a double play. So that's RBI number 6 for Jordan Viers. And the Threshers have scored 2 runs now when we've been joined by Davey in the booth. I think he's the team good luck charm. So that's an RBI for Viers. Kemp moves to second. Castillo scores on the play. And there are now 2 outs here in the first inning with Fraylin Minietti coming up to the plate. First pitch to Minietti inside, almost skims the sleeve, and the count is 1-0. Minietti riding a 7-game hit streak after he went 1-for-4 last night. 5 RBIs on the season, the average up to 289. Next pitch to Minietti, a fastball that zips into the outside corner for a called strike number 1, and the count 1-1 in the ballgame. Eric Brito on deck as 2 more batters, and the Threshers will bat around as the breaking ball also lands on the outside corner to make it a 1-2 to Fraylin Minietti. So who's your favorite player on the Threshers this year, Davey? Other than Finley. I'm guessing it's Cade Fergus. Is that the guy who signed your bat over there?
Yeah.
All right. 1-2. Minietti pops this one up. That's going to tail foul down the right field side. And the count is going to remain 1-2. Pretty cool you got that broken bat, too. That's, I think, 1 baseball souvenir that I do not have.
He signed it.
He did? Awesome. Nothing better than getting an autograph at a baseball game, right?
Yeah.
1-2 to Minietti, cut on and missed, and that will be strike 3 to end the inning. But thanks to Davey, the Threshers score 4 runs and double up a St. Lucie lead that was 2-0 at the start of the inning. The Threshers get 4 runs on 3 hits and leave one man stranded to take a 4-2 lead as we head into the second inning. Finley, Davey, really appreciate you guys joining us in the broadcast booth. Hopefully you'll come back as the Threshers lead it 4-2 heading into the second inning.
Join
the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Big Kids. For only $25 per child per season.
Kids 13. Sorry, Lance, this is my new best broadcast partner right here.
All Thursday home games with activities by the Big Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Enjoy the game, okay?
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
A combined 15 batters coming to the plate in the first inning, and 6 runs between both teams, with 4 of them for the Clearwater Threshers. 4-2 is the score here in the top of the second inning as Yoel Martinez takes an upstairs changeup from Fosnot to bring the count to 1-0. Fosnot, 30 pitches and 18 strikes in the first. Now the 1-0 here in the second. This one is drilled out of the ballpark, but foul. And that might end up on the freeway behind the right field fence. The count's 1-1 to Martinez, who is listed as an outfielder but has played at first base and been the designated hitter this series. 1-1, fouled off the glove of Ricketts, and that's going to land towards the backstop behind home plate, and the count is 1-2. Martinez, in his 5th game of the series, 2 hits and 13 at-bats to both singles, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts, and 2 runs scored. Fastball just missing on the inside part of the plate to Martinez, and the count is 2-2. Fosnot winds, kicks, and pitches. 2-2 pitch. Weak grounder over to first base. Field on a hop by Castillo. He spears it, and he will tag the bag for out number 1. So, for the first time this game, the leadoff man in the inning is retired. Rosario led off with a single for the Threshers, and Blaine McIntosh, who's on deck, led off with a double on the first pitch of the ball game. So, nobody on, one out for Nairon Campos, making his first at bat of the ball game in his fifth game of this series. First pitch to Campos, scoots out of the way as it lands in the right-handed batter's box to make it a 1-0 count. Fosnot deals. Breaking ball upstairs, and the count 2-0. And Ricketts is going to come out and have a chat with Fosnot. And Michael Jones will go out and meet him, bringing along with him Sam Myers, as Fosnot has now taken the glove off of his right hand and is currently holding his left shoulder with the head athletic trainer of the Threshers coming out to the mound. Not a good sign when you're holding your pitching shoulder. So hopefully Fosnot can continue as he's currently pitching his way to a 4-2 lead for Clearwater as Myers and the entire infield joins Michael Jones, who is managing the Threshers today, and he'll get a pat on his right shoulder and head back into the dugout with an apparent injury to his left shoulder. A really an unfortunate early exit for Braden Fosnot as he will walk off with the trainer back into the Threshers dugout, and Clearwater will bring a new pitcher out of the bullpen. So Fosnot won't get a decision tonight. He has allowed two hits along with two earned runs, one walk, and one strikeout in an inning and a third, and he will exit in favor of a right-hander coming out of the Threshers' bullpen. It looks like John Henriquez will be taking the ball from Michael Jones. We'll give you more info about him after this quick break here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitcher, because if we strike out seven or more batters in any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that seventh strikeout for a promo code to use on a free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
So an unfortunate early exit after an inning and a third by Braden Fosnot, who will not leave with the decision, and John Henriquez will come on to replace him. Now, since he wasn't warming up in the pen prior to the unforeseen injury, Henriquez will get as much time as he needs to warm up with Caleb Ricketts on the pitcher's mound. Henriquez making his sixth appearance of the season, through three innings for his first victory, or for the first victory of the series on Tuesday, allowing just one hit and one run, three walks, and one strikeout. He's 2-0 in 11 and a third innings on the season with a 1.59 ERA, six walks, six punchouts,
for the right-hander out of San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Four-seamer, change-up, slider, and a cutter will be the offerings you see from him as the infield is starting to return to their normal position, which likely means that Henriquez is close to the end of his warm-up. He comes into the game with one out here in the second inning and a 2-0 count to Dairon Campos, who is stepping back into the right-handed batter's box to face the now right-handed pitcher instead of a lefty who started the game for Clearwater. Two straight lefty starters in a row, and a really unfortunate end to Fasnacht's third start of the season. It's a 2-0 to Campos as Henriquez sends his first pitch that Campos swings at and misses on the outside fastball to make it a 2-1 count. Threshers lead at 4-2. They had three hits and four runs in the first inning, after St. Lucie had two runs on two hits in the top half. And every time the Mets have scored in the first, the Threshers have responded with more runs of their own. 2-1 pitch. Campos swings at and misses a slider. And the count now even at 2-2. So Henriquez coming in behind in the count, now works it back even with two straight swinging strikes that Campos didn't get the bat anywhere near. One out here in the second, the pitch, swing and a miss, there's strike three, and that's a good start for John Henriquez. Three pitches, three strikes, coming in on a 2-0 count, and there are now two outs here in the top of the second as Blaine McIntosh will head back to the plate. He only saw one pitch in the first inning, and on the first pitch of the ball game, he sent it into right field for a leadoff double. Ended up scoring as he swings at and misses a fastball over the heart of the plate to make it 0-1. So, as I mentioned, Fasnacht has a final line, inning the third, two hits, two runs, a walk, and a strikeout. No decision for him as McIntosh swings at and misses another fastball, and it's 0-2. Five straight strikes to start off Henriquez's day. Working quickly, glove now at the stomach. 2 seconds on the clock, he deals. Outside on the breaker, there's ball one. McIntosh scored the first run of the game on a Vincent Perozzo RBI on a fielder's choice. He's played every game this series, only once coming off the bench. 1-2 pitch, fastball on the outside corner, called strike three. Great start for John Henriquez as the challenge is quickly upheld by Isabella Robb, and Henriquez punches out two in a row to begin his relief outing here on Sunday afternoon. So it's 1-2-3 for the Mets in the top of the second inning, and the Threshers head into the home half with a 4-2 lead here on Sunday afternoon as Clearwater looks for the sweep.
En Bay Care Ballpark. Puede parquearse gratis y pregunta por nuestra oferta especial en la taquilla. Visítenos en la página web threshersbaseball.com y haz divertidos sus domingos.
On June 2nd, Threshers will host the 18th annual Pitch for Pink Breast Cancer Awareness and Fundraising event at Bay Care Ballpark. Have some baseball for a good cause with a pregame survivor's walk, specialty jersey auction, and so much more. Visit our website for ways to support the One Plant Mies Healthcare Foundation and learn more about this great event on threshersbaseball.com.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Bay Care Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit threshersbaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Have you heard the news? The Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit threshersbaseball.com for more information.
9-1-2 to begin the second inning for Clearwater. They lead it 4-2 here on Sunday afternoon. It's Eric Brito in the batter's box to start things off against Douglas Orellana. Brito fouls this one off into the netting behind home plate to make it an 0-1 count. Brito, one day off this series, is 4-for-15 with 3 runs scored, just 1 strikeout to 2 walks, and a stolen base. Popped into foul territory behind home plate, and the count's quickly 0-2. Eric Brito, a 306 hitter on the year with a home run and 6 RBIs. And a fan must have made a play on that. Always good to see kids get foul balls. And broken bats, as we saw our good friend Davey in the broadcast booth going home with a Cade Fergus signed bat. Fergus, though, not in the lineup today. 1-2 now to Brito, who stays in the 9 spot as he's hit all season. This is hit high in the air out to center field. LeCastro takes 5 steps to his left, keeps on going, and gets the one-handed grab bent at the knee for out number 1. So that's LeCastro's first put out as a rehabber for St. Lucie, a guy who has been around the block in the major leagues. Played time for both New York major league teams, the Diamondbacks, and a couple others in a long major league career. Now one out to Ricardo Rosario, who led off with a single and a run scored, as he swings and misses for strike 1. He has been the leadoff man 4 times this series, and he's 3-for-4 with singles in those leadoff appearances. 0-1. Weak grounder over to short, fielded by Villavicencio. Charging throw to first, he beats Ricardo Rosario by 3 steps for out number 2. So much quicker working is Orellana here in this second inning after the Threshers got to him, and it's actually not Orellana, I don't think. Looks like the same guy. No, it's not. It is Leonel Ovias. So that explains why it's more efficient pitching, as Orellana in line for the loss once again, but he is replaced by Leonel Ovias, as the slider misses to Amarion Boyd to make it a 1-0 count. So Ovias piggybacking off of a 1-inning start by Orellana, who went 4 on Tuesday, earned that loss, and is in line to earn the loss once again here tonight. Ovias, a 2-0 now to Boyd. The pitch, fastball, just missing the outside part of the plate. And the count's 2-0. Ovias has been one of the Mets' premier pitchers this season, 1-1. This is his first relief appearance of the season, 180 ERA in now 10 2/3 innings after getting the 2 outs here in the second. 3-0 pitch outside and a 4-pitch walk to Amarion Boyd, who is on base once again for the Threshers. He got on with a single last night, and that extends his on-base streak to 7 consecutive games. His 4th walk over that span, and he's got 8 stolen bases on 8 attempts over his last 7 games. And that has given him the lead in the Florida State League with 13 swipes in 15 attempts. So 2 outs and a man on for Caleb Ricketts. Boyd goes right away as the fastball misses inside to Ricketts, and Boyd in there safely on a head-first slide for stolen base number 14. These Threshers are just too fast on the base pass, now with 3 players in double digits in stolen bases. Boyd could be off to steal third. It's a 1-0 to Ricketts as he fouls this one over our heads in the press box here, and the count is now 1-1. He had an RBI single his last time up to put him just 1 off the leader in the Florida State League with his 16th ribby of the year. And he has 6 of them this week against St. Lucie. This could be a 7th as this is lofted into left field. Boyd is sprinting around third base, and the throw is held up by Blaine McIntosh. It's a 2nd consecutive RBI single for Caleb Ricketts,
And the Threshers' lead is now up to 5-2. And this is the MO for the Threshers. You steal at least one base with one of these crazy fast players. The guys like Omarion Boyd, Justin Crawford, and even Gabriel Rincones Jr., who has 10 swipes on the season. Just put them in scoring position and let even a little single like that from Ricketts turn into a run. That one, almost a bloop single, hit on a soggy line drive out to left as Rincones takes a pitch inside for strike one. That'll turn into a run. Ricketts, two RBIs on the day, now in a tie for the league lead with 17. He takes a short lead off of first, as it's no one to Rincones Jr. with two outs, and the fastball dives below the zone to even the count at 1-1. Rincones Jr. reached on an error by Kevin Villavicencio in the first and came around to score on a double steal in conjunction with Caleb Ricketts, who stole second on the play. And as soon as the throw was sent over to the Keystone sack, Rincones made his way home, where he slid in safely as well. So it's a 2-1 count to Gabriel now, who has 8 ribbies on the season. And here's the pitch. Fastball catching the outside corner, and the count is 2-2. Another guy on plenty of the leaderboards in the Florida State League, as strike two is turned into ball three. And the count now 3-1 to Rincones Jr. So Ricketts taking a short lead off first base. Rincones Jr. now tied for the league lead with 15 runs. And he'll have to wait to get a chance to get on base, as it's now a full count with two outs to Rincones Jr. One run already home for the Threshers, and Ricketts should be on the run with a full count and two outs, as he takes a big lead off first. Ricketts heads to second. Rincones Jr. drills this into right field, and you can kiss that one goodbye. Home runs on back-to-back days for Gabriel Rincones Jr. That's his fourth of the season, and the Threshers now lead it 7-2. A no-doubt rocket over to the highway from Gabriel Rincones Jr. And Clearwater now with 4 runs and 3 here in the third, or in the second. Rincones Jr., now the second Thresher into double-digit RBIs, as he has 10 ribbies on the year, and Chad Castillo is one away from that number as well. This is popped high in the air right over my head, as I land on the roof of the press box for strike one. Castillo, an RBI single in the first to bring his average at 209. And the 0-1 pitch misses low to even the count at 1-1 to Castillo. Ovias, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. And the count now 1-2 as Castillo goes behind a changeup. 7-2 the score now for Clearwater. They have 5 hits, including 2 this inning. Castillo awaits the 1-2. Ovias deals. Hit back up the middle. Going after it is the second baseman, Tillian, but lands under his glove and rolls slowly to Tim LeCastro in center field. Back-to-back singles for Chad Castillo, and the Threshers have put 3 on with base hits in their last 3 at-bats. So the last one before Castillo's single was a 2-run shot by Gabe Rincones Jr. It is Castillo's first multi-hit game of the season, as he now stands shortly ahead of the first base bag on a lead with Otto Kemp at the plate. Slider in the dirt and outside for ball one, as Otto Kemp is currently on a season best on base streak for the Threshers. With the walk in the first inning, that streak has increased to 13 straight games. He's 10 for 40 with 8 walks over that span. Fastball misses inside, and the count's now 2 and up. So Kemp didn't score a run in the first inning. Did reach on a hit and run that turned into an RBI ground out by the man on deck in Jordan Viers. Castillo not a threat to steal as the 2-0 to Kemp misses, and the back pick over to first is unsuccessful because Martinez was a pretty long way off the bag. It's a 3-0 count now to Otto Kemp, and Ovias in trouble after getting two really quick outs in the second inning, then followed by a Boyd walk, a Ricketts RBI single, and a two-run jack by Gabe Rincones Jr. There's a fastball right over the plate to make it 3-1 to Kemp. And he and the Threshers lead it 7-2 here in the bottom of the second inning. Ovias deals. Off to second goes Castillo. Kemp swings and misses, and it's strike two, and Chad Castillo is in at second safely with the stolen base. The Threshers' second swipe of the inning, and fifth overall of the ball game. I had to do math, and that is never a good thing. So, first swipe of the season for Chad Castillo. He's now 1-for-2 in stolen bases, and it's a full count with two outs to Otto Kemp. Here's the pitch. Kemp lets it go, and he will head to first base with his second consecutive walk. Vincent Perozzo wants a challenge. Kemp is going to first, and it will stay that way as the call is upheld by Isabella Robb. So, two walks to start off the game for Otto Kemp, and Jordan Vyers will come up for the second time. Vyers had an RBI on a ground out his last time up, as Dan McKinney is now to come out and chat with Leonel Ovias, as St. Lucie desperately looking to breathe some life into their pitching staff, who the Threshers have really gotten the better of over the course of this series, and especially today. 7 runs on 6 hits already here in the first 2 innings. So Isabella Robb is going to come out and have a chat with the mound meeting, as Perozzo and McKinney will now head back to their position. McKinney going back to the Mets dugout, and Perozzo heading behind home plate. So Jordan Vyers will step into the left-handed batter's box. He's 0-for-1, but he does have an RBI. And it's a swing and a miss by Vyers for the first strike of the at-bat by Ovias, and the mound meeting pays off. And an 0-1 to Vyers. The pitch. Breaking ball, missing outside. Count now even at 1-1. Vyers, 155 hitter on the year, 2 homers and 6 RBIs. Had one of those homers a couple nights ago that ricocheted off the concrete wall on the right field side of the fence. 2-1 the count as the breaking ball misses outside to Vyers. He didn't play last night, but Vyers has now driven in a run in each of his last 2 games, including a home run on Friday. 2-1 the pitch. This is popped up behind home plate on the third base side, and no one is really going to make an effort in the field for St. Lucie, as that ball was destined for the stands, and a kid will get it behind home plate as a count now evens at 2-2. Minietti on deck with 2 outs, and Chad Castillo at first base. Or at second base, excuse me. Ovias deals. This is hit into center field. A couple steps to LeCastro's right. Still running, and on the run, he makes a one-handed grab. Loses the hat and root, but Tim LeCastro secures the final out of the second inning. So the Threshers this time get 3 runs here in the second inning on 3 hits, no errors, and 1 left. And Clearwater's broken this game open, 7-2 the score as we head into the third.
Come down to Baker Ballpark on Friday, May 5th for an experience like no other. After your Clearwater Threshers take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, stick around for a fantastic fireworks display presented by Banquet Masters. Then make sure to rock out with us as Truly Hard Seltzer presents a post-game concert by the Black Hockey Band. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets now.
calling all Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, May 6th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jersey to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will light the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Third inning here in Clearwater, 7-2 the lead for the Threshers, and they continue to pour it on early against St. Lucie, even with a major league bat at the plate. Tim LeCastro, though he's more known for his blinding running speed, as Henriquez goes right after him with a fastball to make it 0-1. LeCastro, a well-traveled major leaguer, usually used as a fourth outfielder and a pinch runner, as he is commonly referred to as one of the fastest players in the bigs, quickly behind in the count 0-2. He was hit by a pitch in the first pitch that he saw. Initially drafted out of Ithaca College by the Toronto Blue Jays in 2013, LeCastro goes after this one. Appeal over to first. Tyler Green says he is out. The fifth strikeout of a major league rehabber by Threshers pitching, and third straight punchy for John Henriquez. That brings him to 9 on the year, as there is one out here in the third inning for Jacob Reimer, who was Braden Fosnot's first strikeout victim back in the first. Threshers lead by 5, 7-2 here in the top of the third. Henriquez deals. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. As Henriquez has really just looked better and better as the season has gone on. He's 23 years old in his 10th year in total of playing baseball, as Reimer grounds this sharply to short, backhanded by Brito, a long throw over to first base, sails into Castillo's glove for out number 2. Henriquez started playing baseball at 12. He's now 23 years old, signed by the Phillies last year. And a lot of international prospects, particularly out of the Dominican Republic and Venezuela, tend to sign a bit younger. Began with some earlier training in the Dominican Summer League, but Henriquez, in his first full season as a pro and pretty advanced, as Junior Tillian takes a called strike. Only 5 games in the Dominican Summer League last year, 0-2, but he allowed just 2 earned runs in 6 innings as Tillian swings and misses at a breaking ball to make the count 0-2. With 7 strikeouts and 2 saves in 5 games with the Phillies DSL team. 2 outs, 0-2 pitch, just missing outside. And the appeal called for by Isabella Robb, and she'll ring up Tillian. Called strike 3. Instead of making it a 1-2 count, it is now a 3-pitch strikeout for John Henriquez. Henriquez has struck out 4 of the 5 batters that he's faced today, with 2 in the third to take the Mets down in order, 1, 2, and 3. It's still 7-2 Threshers. Lance, I think it's time for a score update. I'll take that as a yes. Take us around the minor leagues, Lance.
All right. Let's take a look. Switch it up. We'll do the Florida State League today at the early break. So, the series are coming to a close on this Sunday afternoon. Looks like all the games started at 1, besides few doubleheaders. We do have a lot of doubleheaders. We've had a lot of rain in the state of Florida this week. So yeah. Of course, in Clearwater, we're up 7-2. In Jupiter, the Tarpons are down 5-3. In the middle of the fifth, in Dunedin. Bradenton is down 2-3. The top of the first in Lakeland. Palm Beach is tied up. That game just started. And there are some game twos, like I said. After first Dunedin game, they'll be making up the game from their game from Friday that got, or from Saturday that got canceled. And at 2 p.m., Daytona is taking on Fort Myers. And after that game, they will have their second game of their doubleheader, making up yesterday's canceled game. So that's the Florida State League's slate on Sunday. And the Mets are warming up a pitcher right now. Is this a new pitcher? The Mets.
Still Ovi is on the mound for St. Lucie. Thanks a lot for that score update, Lance. We'll hear from you a bit later on as we go around the Phillies system and then the major leagues here on this Sunday afternoon, including the Phillies game, which we won't get to see the score of because we'll all have to watch it after the Threshers game ends. First pitch to Franklin Minetti is in there for a called strike on the outside corner. Make it 0-1. Minetti currently riding a 7-game hit streak. 0-1 the pitch. Minetti chases after a slider outside, and the count now down 2-0-2. And Franklin coming off of a 500 series against Tampa where he went 6-for-12. 0-2 pitch. This is popped up into shallow left field. It'll stay on the dirt, though, and be caught by two hands by Kevin Villavicencio. Four out, number one, here in the third inning. Threshers lead it by 5. 7-2 the score. And I almost fell off my chair because, well, that's just how it works on Sunday, I guess. One out, nobody on for Eric Brito, who's 0-for-1 with a flyout to LeCastro in center field. This is popped up down the first base side, potentially playable for Martinez. He goes towards the tarp, but the ball lands in the stands about 5 rows up to make it an 0-1 count here in the third inning. Threshers, 7 runs on 6 hits so far, 3 hits in each frame, and 2 runs on 2 hits for St. Lucie, all of those coming in the first inning as the last 6 have been retired in order. As Eric Brito chases a slider, as it's been fastball 1, slider 2 for both of the first 2 batters in this inning for Leonel Ovalles, and it has worked out so far. An 0-2 count to Minetti before the pop-out, and now an 0-2 count to Eric Brito. Ovalles on the third base side of the rubber, in the stretch, the kick and the pitch. Fouled back by Brito, and the count will remain at 0-2. Brito averaged down to 300 on the year, but he has one of the better slash lines for the Threshers. 300 hitter, 393 on base percentage, and a slugging percentage of 408 with a homer and 6 RBIs as the breaking ball misses outside for ball 1. Brito in his second year with the Threshers, approaching 110 games in his career with Clearwater. Now the 1-2. Hit the other way behind home plate, and we'll stay at 1-2 on the foul ball. Beautiful sunny day out in BayCare Ballpark. Couple of clouds are creeping up, but still not blocking the sun from covering almost the entirety of the beautiful field here at the ballpark. 1-2 pitch to Brito. Called strike 3 as the fastball settles over the center of the plate. Brito wants a challenge, and it is overturned. So 1-2 turns into 2-2. And Leonel Ovalles will get the ball back from Perozzo, and Brito will get another chance at the Mets' first reliever. Now the 2-2. This one is hit high in the air out to left field, tailing towards the foul line. 3 men chasing after it, and Campos calls everybody off to make the overhead one-handed catch for out number 2. Villavicencio and Reimer were there on the chase as well, but ends up in the outfielder's glove. Sorry, it was McIntosh who made the catch. I got my corners mixed up. So, 2 gone. And the leadoff man in Ricardo Rosario back at the plate for Clearwater. First pitch to him is fouled away behind home plate for an 0-1 count. Rosario, 1-for-2 with a single in his 7th game for Clearwater. He has reached base all 7 times. Also added a run scored and a stolen base in that first inning. Ovalles deals. Swing and a miss over the top of a breaking ball that leapt below the knees
of Rosario to make it 0-2. 350 average for Ricardo, on-base percentage right around 500, a little over 500, as the 0-2 is hit the other way into foul territory behind home plate towards the suites, and it's still an 0-2 count to Rosario. Threshers lead it by 5, 7-2 the score, but the first two batters of the third inning have been retired. It was, however, the two outs in the last inning when the Threshers rally started. 0-2, hit in the air by Rosario, and that bounces into the glove of the left fielder McIntosh for his second base knock of the ballgame. Another two-out base runner for Clearwater, this time with a hit by Ricardo Rosario, who gets hit number 2 of the day and hit number 5 of the series. He's now 5-for-12 against St. Lucie here in 2022, and his on-base streak up at 7 games. So, 2 gone and a runner on for Boyd. Pitch is in there for a strike, and Rosario goes to second, but he's tagged out by the second baseman in Junior Tillian. 2-6 on the caught stealing, first time the Threshers have been picked off today. So, Boyd will lead off the fourth inning, and Clearwater finishes their first scoreless inning of the ball game. They still lead at 7-2, as we're finished with the third of the day here on Sunday at BayCare Ballpark.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, May 19th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit SPCA Tampa Bay. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
John Henriquez back out to face 5, 6, and 7 for the Mets. 7-2 the lead for Clearwater as the first pitch dives below the zone to Perozzo to make it a 1-0 count. Perozzo got his fourth RBI of the season, first of the series, on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. Here's the 1-0. Fastball missing up and in, and Perozzo doing his best Neo impression from The Matrix to get out of the way of that one. 2-0 the count. Perozzo, 0-for-1 with an RBI. And since the two RBIs in the first inning, every single batter has been retired by Henriquez and Braden Fosnot, who was pulled from the game after recording one out in the second inning. 2 on the count now to Perozzo as he fouled the ball off of Ricketts' mask. Henriquez sent from the center of the rubber. He deals. This is hit the other way by Perozzo towards left field. Rosario chases, but it lands on the netting on the left field foul side. The count 2-2. Rosario flips it to Gilbert Gomez, the third base coach and manager for the St. Lucie Mets. Henriquez, the 2-2. Fouled away, and that's going to knock off the roof of the press box. And some fans are going for it. And it's retrieved by a man on the Threshers dugout side of the ballgame, or the ballpark. A new stick for Perozzo, who still has a 2-2 count. Threshers lead it by 5 here in the top of the fourth inning. Henriquez, set from the chest, lowers the ball just above his belly button, and he deals. 2-2, wave and a whiff, strike 3. Peroso tried to reach out and touch that ball, but didn't come anywhere close to that breaker by John Henriquez. He has struck out 2 consecutive hitters for the 3rd straight time, and that gives him the 5th strikeout of the ball game, one away from tying the largest number of strikeouts by a reliever set by Danny Wilkinson during the Fort Myers series. That'll bring up Kevin Villavicencio with 1 out, and he sends the first pitch to short, fielded on a pair of hops by Brito, a skip hop and a throw over to first base for out number 2. Brito has looked exceptionally smooth in the field today, no different than normal, as there are 2 outs here in the top of the 4th inning, and Henriquez is being immensely efficient on the mound. He has thrown 22 pitches, just 2 of them have missed the zone, or 3 of them. 19 strikes on 22 pitches as he's gone through 2 full now. Looking for the last third of an inning against Eduardo Salazar, who is going to have this call reviewed. The call is challenged, and it is now a strike instead of ball 1 to Eduardo Salazar. He reached on a fielder's choice to end the first. The next pitch, no challenge on that one. That'll miss outside to make the count even at 1-1. Just the 4th miss of the game by Henriquez. And now the 1-1 pitch. Fastball outside, count 2-1. Salazar 0-1 on the day, playing in his 3rd game of the series. All starts, but did come out of the first game that he played in after being hit by a pitch. 2-1, hit on the ground, past Castillo at first base. That's going to roll into right field for the first base runner from the Mets since the first inning. A 2-out single by Salazar is his first hit of the series. The Threshers, though, still lead at 7-2 here in the top of the 4th inning, with an average runner on first base in Eduardo Salazar. That'll bring up Yoel Martinez, who grounded out to first in the 2nd inning. 5-run lead for the Threshers. They also are out hitting the Mets 7-3. The Mets, though, with 2 errors to Clearwater's none. First pitch to Martinez, fastball over the plate to make it an 0-1 count. He grounded out to first unassisted back in the 2nd inning. And now is challenging the call. It's not going to change it, though. Still strike number 1. From Isabella Robb. Short lead off first base by Salazar. And here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs to count 1-1. No shift for the infield or the outfield against Salazar. A lefty on righty battle. The pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. Count 1-2. Henriquez has been known to take a couple miles an hour off his fastball here and there. Not a power pitcher. The heater tops out at around 93. And now the 1-2. Bouncing into the glove of Ricketts, the runner will stay on first base as Salazar locked eyes with Caleb on his way back to the first base bag. And the count now even at 2-2. The pitch. Hit on the ground to second. That's going to get past the second baseman in Kemp and head into right field. Little deep, but the runner on second stays right there. So it's Salazar on second and Martinez on first with back-to-back singles here in the 4th inning. 2 gone as Caleb Ricketts out from behind the plate to sign things out to his infielders. So 2 on and 2 outs for Dyron Campos, the number 9 hitter for St. Lucie, who's been a bit swing-happy over his last 2 games. Was hit by a pitch and scored last night. Also drove in a run on a double play, but otherwise he struck out twice. So he was 0-3, and now he is 1-0 here against John Henriquez. Bullpen still clear for Clearwater. The 1-0 Hit on a line over to short, fielded on two hops by Brito. Underhand toss to second base, and Kemp scoops it for out number three. So two-out hits go for nothing for St. Lucie. We're through four innings here in Clearwater. The Threshers have a commanding 7-2 lead.
10. Little Angels, presented by Daycare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Daycare Kids Wellness and Safety Centers. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Close calls, I guess.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Marion Boyd was up at the plate when Ricardo Rosario was caught stealing second and third. Now he leads off the fourth, still against Olvaez, and he pops the first pitch one foul. Now the count 0-1. Olvaez, it is third inning of work. After Orellana, who allowed four runs, three earned in an inning, he is finished with the ballgame. Good walk a batter as well. No strikeouts. Or one strikeout. Now it's 1-1 to Boyd, who walked and scored his last time up along the stolen base number 14. 1-1 the pitch. This one is drilled down the left field line towards the warning track, but on the track, the catch is made by Blaine McIntosh. And that might have been the hardest hit ball that Boyd has sent into the outfield or the infield this season. A well-hit baseball, but a simple F7 to start the fourth inning. Threshers lead it 7-2. Orellana in line for the loss. And Olvaez has settled down after that three-run second inning, which included a two-run bomb by Gabriel Rincones Jr., who's in the on-deck circle. First pitch coming to Caleb Ricketts. Here's the pitch from Olvaez. Fastball up and away. Count is 1-0. Ricketts, yet another multi-hit game. He's got four on the season, including three during his on-base streak, which is now at seven games after a two-hit, two-ribby day. Breaking ball bouncing behind home plate as it misses inside on Ricketts to make the count 2-0. He singled and scored a run on an error in the first, and then an RBI single without scoring a run in the second. Or with scoring a run in the second, as Ricketts hits this one deep into center field, but not too far a run back from Castro. And Caleb is retired for the first time here on Sunday afternoon. Two outs and a 7-2 lead for Clearwater, and Gabe Rincones Jr., who became the Threshers' second member of the double-digit runs club, RBIs club, with a two-run shot in his last at-bat. Four homers, 10 RBIs. The homers lead the Threshers. 10 RBIs is second to Caleb Ricketts as Rincones is hit by the pitch, a low and inside breaking ball, and he will head to first base after taking off his guards. So A man on first base with two outs for Chad Castillo. He has two singles, a stolen base, and an RBI. Or two stolen bases and an RBI. Expecting Rincones to go here, even with a five-run lead. Rincones is just usually that aggressive at the base pass as the breaking ball misses low to Castillo to make it a 1-0 count. Threshers lead it 7-2. Seven hits to St. Lucie's four. 1-0 now to Castillo. Ovias deals. Another hit for Chad Castillo. He has three base knocks as this one rolls down to the right field corner, allowing Rincones Jr. to advance all the way to third. Castillo is one away from his season high with four hits. He has three. That is a season high, as I said, one away from his career high of four hits. Three straight singles for Chad Castillo. This one and the last one each coming with two outs. That'll bring up Otto Kemp, who's on base streak already up to 13 games after two walks in the first two innings of play. And now with a chance to drive in a run with runners on the corners, but two outs. Ovias deals. Breaking ball outside, but on the corner, count 0-1. Challenge is called, but overruled, as the count will stay 1-0. Ovias, a long pause, 9 on the pitch clock, he deals. Kemp swings and misses at an upstairs heater to make the count even at 1-1. Kemp, two walks on two full counts in back-to-back at-bats. Definitely one of the better Threshers players in terms of working a walk. 1-1, the pitch, outside. Did well to block it, did Perozzo, as Rincones Jr. has plenty of speed on third base. It's 2-0, and after yesterday, where Chad Castillo was at second, as Kemp drills this one into center field, right into the glove of Tim LeCastro to end off the fourth inning. So the Threshers get a late hit and strand two, but don't score a run. No errors on the play. This game has remained 7-2 since the second inning. It's now the top of the fifth, which is where we will head next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Join the coolest club in town, Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Top of the fifth and top of the order for the St. Lucie Mets. John Henriquez back to work as he has been lights out for Clearwater here on Sunday afternoon. 7-2 the score. Blaine McIntosh swings at and misses a high fastball to make it 0-1. He doubled on the first pitch anyone saw in today's ballgame, but struck out looking his last time up. Henriquez, the 0-1. Fastball, missing low, count 1-1. McIntosh, a lefty against the righty Henriquez. Now 1-1. This is popped in the air foul behind home plate. Count is now 1-2. McIntosh, 3-4-11. Now 4-13 in 5 games, now 6 against Clearwater. And now he's rung up on a called strike 3. A nasty breaking ball by John Henriquez, and he has tied the mark for most strikeouts by a Thrushers reliever. So that'll bring up Tim LeCastro with one out here in the fifth. Pitch knocks something off of Ricketts' glove as the fastball missed outside, 1-0. LeCastro was hit by a pitch in the first. Henriquez struck him out to lead off the third. And his sixth strikeout matches Sam Aldegari and Danny Wilkinson's mark for most by a reliever. LeCastro hits this one deep in right field, but Viers, while running towards the track and the corner, makes the catch for out number two. LeCastro does have a run scored, but is 0-2 on the day with the flyout and a three-pitch K. That will bring up Jacob Reimer, who's 0-2, a strikeout in the first, a ground out in the third. He was the only man that Braden Fosnot struck out. Fosnot won't get a decision. Henriquez is well on his way to the win, it would seem. That's fouled away by Reimer, count 0-1. A strikeout and a ground out for him. Henriquez has been lights out. 3 1/3 innings of work, just 2 hits and 6 strikeouts after Fosnot left with an apparent shoulder injury. 0-1, breaking ball, missing outside, count even 1-1. Another close pitch, but a rare ball for Henriquez. 41 pitches, 30 strikes. And here's the 1-1. Inside on the breaking ball, and count now 2-1. Reimer started all 6 games, 1 at first, 3 at, now 4 at third, and 1 as the designated hitter. The 2-1. This is hit the other way. That's going to land in right field for a base hit. Viers playing deep to try and cut off the extra base knock, and he does so successfully with the throw finding the cutoff man at second in Otto Kemp. Reimer has his first hit of the day, and for the second straight inning, the Mets get a 2-out knock. This time it's Jacob Reimer who's on the board for the first time hitting-wise with the 5th hit of the game for St. Lucie. That'll bring up Junior Tillian, who's walked and struck out in his 2 plate appearances. This is hit on the air out to right center field. Boyd is going to watch that go over the wall. A 2-run blast by Junior Tillian, and a home run makes it 7-4. The Threshers lead now down from 5-3. For Tillian, that's his first homer of the series. All 4 of his hits now have gone for extra bases. And the Mets get their first run since the first inning on their first home run of the series. For Tillian, that's his second homer of the year. Just the third Met with 2 home runs, joining Carlos Dominguez and Jeffrey De Los Santos. Now 2 outs to Vincent Perozzo. And the 0-1. Fastball outside, 1-1. Perozzo had an RBI on a fielder's choice back in the first. Struck out swinging in the fourth to lead off the inning there. Now Henriquez deals. Fouled back into the netting. And the count is 1-2. Rosso, a left-handed hitting catcher, one of 2 catchers, both lefties, on the active roster for Clearwater. The 1-2. just missing outside. I thought for a second that was strike three, but it's a 2-2 count with Isabella Robb much closer than I. Henriquez in the set, he deals. Hit the other way, foul, we'll do it again. Seven to four, the score. We're almost at the halfway point of this contest. The pitch, called strike three. Perozzo wants a challenge, and Isabella Robb doesn't deem it necessary. Seventh strikeout of the day for John Henriquez, the most by a Threshers reliever this season. And we will do a scoreboard update from our friend Lance Williams. Lance, what you got?
All right, so the affiliates for the Phillies. So the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, unfortunately, they got their doubleheader postponed once again for rain. Of course, the Threshers are up 7-4 here in Clearwater. The Altoona Curve Redding game also got canceled as well. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs versus the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, that game's still on at 3:05. Both teams have 12 wins. That's their final game of that series. And, of course, our Phillies, they have their final game of the Houston series on Sunday Night Baseball. So those nationally televised games, those are always fun. And that will be Bailey Falter pitching. So that game's at 7 o'clock. But it's been a rough day for the Phillies affiliates, mostly just because of weather. But can't control that.
Yeah, the Threshers have been able to control this game, though. Two runs in the top of the fifth for St. Lucie, but it has been all Clearwater after a two-run first by the Mets. Four runs... in the first, a homer by Rincones Jr. in the second, and it is 7-4 Clearwater as we head into the bottom of the fifth inning.
Yeah, I don't know if the Threshers are going to win by 9 or 10 runs like our friend Davey said, but hopefully they can hang on to this 3-run lead for these final 4.5 innings of baseball at Big Bear Ballpark.
I mean, it's going into the scorebook as a 9-run lead just because Davey said it. So,
we don't make the rules. Davey does.
Yes, he does. 100% does. So, bottom of the fifth now. We're at the halfway point of the ball game as Jordan Vyers out to lead off the fifth against Ovias. First pitch is going to miss upstairs to make the count 1-0. Vyers, 0-2, but an RBI in the first was his fifth of the season. On a ground out. The 1-0. Bouncing, and that is going to get out of the way of Vincent Perozzo to make the count 2-0. And Perozzo is going to come out and have a chat with Leonel Ovias. Ovias has gone three innings so far, 64 pitches, 37 for strikes. And it looks like some action in the Mets bullpen, with a righty starting to get loose. 2-0 to Vyers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Three-run lead for the Threshers. The pitch, fastball, missing low, and count 3-0. And the Mets seem to take their relievers deeper into games than many other teams in this league. But in their defense in this particular case, Ovias has started his previous three games. Vyers lets a fastball go. It's on the outside corner for a called strike, and the count now 3-1. Vyers in this series, as he awaits the 3-1 pitch. Did it hit him? It did. First time he's been plunked, and he leads off the fifth inning going on base on a hit by pitch. Vyers, 4-for-12 this series, now 4-for-14. Second time he's been hit by a pitch against St. Lucie. Also, the home run, and now two RBIs. That'll bring up Franley Minnietti with one on and nobody out here in the inning, looking to extend his hit streak to 8 straight. It's a 1-0 count to Minnietti now, who struck out and popped out in his two prior appearances. Short leadoff first by Vyers. The 1-0. Minietti holds up the swing, and the fastball catches the inside part of the plate for a 1-1 count. Thrashers lead 7-4 after the two-run homer by Junior Tillian in the fifth. Minietti waves the bat around as he is set. Ovias deals. Hit the other way, foul, and the count is 1-2. Ovias from Moca in the Dominican Republic came into the game with a 1-1 record and 180 ERA, this being his first relief appearance of the season, so you got to figure he could go at least one more inning. Viers goes, Minietti fouls it back into the netting to keep the count at 1-2, and Viers will have to head back to first base. And that might have been catcher's interference as Minietti's heading over to first. As now there's two on and nobody out. Second time a catcher's interference has allowed a man to advance from home plate to a base this series. Happened once last night as well. And now it's Eric Brito, who's up with two on, nobody out. So Vincent Perozzo is signing things out to his fielders. Minietti on first. On second base is Viers as Brito pulls back the bunt. Did he go? He did. 0-1 to Brito now, who is flying out in each of his prior two plate appearances to center and to left field, bringing his batting average briefly below 300. 0-1, fouled back into the netting, count 0-2. Good speed on the base paths, just three combined stolen bases between Vier and Minietti this season, so a double steal likely out of the question. Minietti just looking for a base knock, because a ball hit in the right spot could score at least one. A double should score two. As the throw back to the second baseman, Viers in safely. Ovias is set. Glove lining with the brim of his hat, and he deals. Minietti pokes that into second base. The liner not caught by Tilly, and he throws to second to get the easy out as Minietti is out on the 4-6 fielder's choice. That allowed Brito to reach first base and Viers to head to third. Almost a highlight reel and potential double play by Tilly, but the ball bounced out of his glove as he dove to try and make the stop. So now just one out here in the fifth. Thrashers lead it 7-4 after allowing a two-run home run by Junior Tillian in the last inning. So here comes Ricardo Rosario. One out and runners on the corners. The pitch. Did he go? He did not. Threshers have him cornered. Ovias, he's set, and he deals. Fastball upstairs. Count 2-0. Two hits in the game for Rosario, caught stealing once, and scored a run with a stolen base in his first at-bat. Three on the pitch clock. Ovias, breaking ball, not enough break on that curve. And the count is now 3-0. One base open, but a ball. But Rosario would load the bases with one out should he get another ball here. Fastball over the heart of the plate for a called strike one. Rosario in this series is 3-for-9 with 4 runs scored, all singles, 2 RBIs, and now 4-for-5 stolen bases. The 3-1, off goes the runner. This one is popped into shallow right field. Going after it is Campos and heading back. No, it goes past the first baseman onto second for an easy out at second base from Yoel Martinez getting Fraylin Minietti, or getting Eric Brito. And a run scores. So Viers scores from third to make it an 8-4 lead. And now Rosario with an RBI on another fielder's choice. So that'll be it for Leonel Ovias. We're going to take a short break. The Threshers lead at 8-4, and they'll face a new pitcher from St. Lucie coming up next here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers, because if we strike out 7 or more batters in any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that 7th strikeout for a promo code to use on a free taco.
Yep, fielder's choice.
Purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
So that's officially ruled the second consecutive 4-6 fielder's choice. That puts Rosario on first, takes Eric Brito off the base paths, and scores Jordan Viers from third to give Rosario his third RBI of the series and 6th of the season. One on first with 2 outs for a new Mets pitcher, and Marion Boyd takes the first pitch he sees from this new reliever to miss for ball number one. Next pitch in there for a called strike, and the count evens at 1-1. It's Joey Lancelotti for the second time this series. And the pitch to Boyd, cut on and fouled away, count 1-2. Lancelotti, ERA up to 3.86 on the year. No record in his 6th appearance. 12 strikeouts and 9 1/3 innings pitched. This is his first full year after he was drafted out of high school but signed as an undrafted free agent by the Mets at a UNC. Pitch misses away, and Rosario's in at second with his second stolen base of the day after Vincent Perozzo bobbles ball 2 in attempt to throw it over to second base. So Lancelotti pitched on Wednesday against the Threshers, went 2 1/3 innings, allowed 2 earned runs on 4 hits with 2 walks and 5 strikeouts in his 5th game of the season. Now game number 6, he has a 2-2. Boyd pops this one up. That's going to stay on the infield for Martinez. He calls off Tilly and takes 3 steps back into the outfield grass and right and makes the grab with 2 hands for safety. But a run still comes across to score for the Threshers on a couple of fielders' choices. They plate 1 without a hit, no errors, and 1 man left. And at the end of 5 innings, The Threshers lead it 8-4 over the St. Lucie Mets as they look for the sweep here at BayCare Ballpark.
Calling all Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 6th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jersey to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will light the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark on Friday, May 5th for an experience like no other. After your Clearwater Threshers take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, stick around for a fantastic fireworks display presented by Banquet Masters. Then, make sure to rock out with us as Truly Hard Seltzer presents a post-game concert by the Black Honkies Band. Visit threshersbaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets now. Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
A really solid outing by John Henriquez is now over. He's in line for the victory after 3 2/3 innings with just two runs on a two-run shot by Junior Tillian. Four hits, no walks, and seven strikeouts. Second longest outing by a reliever this season and the second most strikeouts in a game by a Threshers pitcher, tied with Sam Aldegari in the second game of the year when he struck out seven in four perfect innings. Jack Dallas leads off the sixth on the mound as he throws to Villavicencio, called strike on the outside corner. Salazar and Martinez follow them at shortstop. Dallas quickly working as the breaking ball misses low to Villavicencio to make the count 1-1. Dallas usually goes in the later portion of the games, but he's just looking to shut things down in the middle part. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, and the count 1-2. Villavicencio 1-2 with an RBI, and Dallas, in his second appearance of the series, overall his eighth of the season. 1-2, breaking ball, missing outside, and the count 2-2. Dallas still has yet to allow a run, 9 strikeouts, 3 walks, and 5 hits in 8 1/3 innings this season. Fouled away by Villavicencio, and the count still 2-2. He struck out two of the four batters he faced on Tuesday. And that was in one scoreless inning. Now the count is full to Villavicencio, who's looking to reach base for the first time since the first inning. The payoff pitch inside, and Villavicencio will head to first base as a rare walk for Jack Dallas. That'll bring up Eduardo Salazar with a man on first, a leadoff walk. First time the leadoff man has been on since Blaine McIntosh has doubled to lead off the game. Pitch misses inside. No, it gets him. And Salazar is plunked for the second time this series, and he reached base for the second time in a row. A hit-by-pitch and a walk start off the sixth inning for Dallas, who's coming off his second game of this series, where he allowed 3 unearned runs on 3 hits in the ninth inning of a game that the Threshers had in control, but the Mets brought it to within 1 run in the ninth with the tying run on. So 8-4 is the score as Martinez takes a look at a fastball inside for a called strike. Villavicencio's on second and Eduardo Salazar on first after he was just hit by a pitch. 0-1, Dallas looks at second, the pitch. Martinez swings and misses at a fastball to make it 0-2. Dallas, a two-seamer, sinker, cutter, slider, and a change. His second season with Clearwater as he joined the Threshers for six games last year as Martinez waves and whiffs for strike number three. One out here in the sixth, and Dallas now has 10 punch-outs on the year. One out here in the sixth, and that will bring up the number nine hitter in Dairon Campos, who ended the fourth with a fielder's choice and struck out in the second. That second inning, he faced two pitchers and one at bat as Campos foul tips it away from Ricketts to make it an 0-1 count. It was a 2-0 count when Fosnaught left with an apparent shoulder injury to his left shoulder. And then Henriquez threw three straight strikes and got Campos down swinging. Now it's an 0-1, two on and one out. Dallas deals. This is hit back up the middle. A line drive into the glove of Eric Brito. That one just floated up, and Brito able to jump up and make the catch on the L6 for out number two here in the sixth inning. 8-4 the Threshers lead, and Dallas a walk and a hit by pitch to start off the sixth, but then two straight outs over the next five pitches to bring up the leadoff man in Blaine McIntosh, who was struck out looking in each of his two at-bats since he led off the game with a double. Dallas deals, fastball upstairs for ball one. McIntosh, a 235 hitter on the year, no homers but two RBIs, does have a double and a run scored already today. We have Asensio on second, Salazar on first, 1-0. Hit the other way, foul down the third base line, and that's going to ricochet off the backstop and into left, where Ricardo Rosario is going to flip that to a fan on the left field corner. Now 1-1 to McIntosh, as looks like some seagulls have gathered themselves on the left field line. Dallas looks over at second. Second glance, and time is called as the pitch clock is yet to be turned on. Isabella Rabb signaling for that to start. And the count 2-1 to McIntosh. Pitch clock still not visible as Dallas deals. 2-1, hit back up the middle, double play potential, but there's two out, so Brito will just step on the second base bag himself to end the inning. So the first two runners get on for St. Lucie, but that is it as Dallas gets three straight outs to end the sixth inning after stranding two at the start of the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left. And we're heading into the bottom of the sixth. It's 5.5 innings are over. Threshers lead it by four in an 8-4 lead.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Mm-hmm. On Friday, May 19th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit SPCA Tampa Bay. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Become a member of our Silver Shows Club. Presented by BayCare for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Three, four, five coming up for the Threshers in the sixth for Joey Lancelotti's first inning of work. And a difficult do-up to start with. Caleb Ricketts, Gabriel Rincones Jr., and Chad Castillo, each of whom have multiple times on base in this ballgame. Ricketts is 2-for-3 with two RBI singles and now faces a 1-0 count. Lancelotti deals. Ricketts pops this one up into left field. McIntosh is under it, and he makes the one-handed catch over his head for out number one. Rincones has reached base all three times with two runs scored, a two-run shot in the second, but in the first he reached on an error, ended up stealing home to give the Threshers the lead that they have still not overturned. 8-4 is the score here in the bottom of the sixth. Rincones looks at a breaking ball outside, count 1-0. And then Castillo is 3-for-3 with two stolen bases, an RBI, and a run scored. He's on deck. Next pitch to Rincones drops out of Perozo's glove, and the count's 2-0, as the breaking ball ran a little bit too far inside on Rincones Jr. Fourth home run of the season puts him a tie for the league lead. And Rincones cuts on and misses a low breaking ball to make the count 2-1. Rincones, the DH tonight. Shift between there and the corner outfield spots as the breaking ball misses outside to make count 3-1 to Gabriel. He's currently riding a 5-game hit streak with a home run, making it the fifth. As the fastball misses upstairs for ball 4, that is the fourth time Rincones has walked this series. Already a stolen base tonight gives him 11 on the year. And we'll see if Chad Castillo can't keep the hot streak going. One more hit, and he'll tie his career high of 4 hits in a game set back in August last year. And now a man on first with one out. Lancelotti deals. Castillo wraps this one foul, rolling into the Mets dugout on the first base side, count 1-0. Rincones Jr. has been caught twice and is 11-for-13. In stolen bases. That's good for second in the league, ahead of Justin Crawford and behind Marion Boyd. The 0-1 outside, count 1-1. And Rincones, 6-4, 220, so not a guy you'd expect to be stealing bases so easily as he has this year, but he has emerged as one of the best base stealers on this roster. Off to second goes Rincones. Pitch misses inside. The throw, not in time. And Gabriel Rincones Jr. slides in head first to second with his second swipe of the game and his 12th of the season. Threshers, the best base-stealing team in the Florida State League with three guys in double digits. The only three guys in double digits in swipes in the Florida State League thus far. 2-1 now to Castillo. Swing and a miss, chasing a low breaking ball, and the count is 2-2. The Threshers have 52 stolen bases coming into this game, as counts 2-2 to Castillo. Lancelotti wheels around, throws it to second base. The tag is applied, but not in time. And Villavicencio is not happy about it. Tyler Green called Rincones Jr. safe. There will be no appeal. And Rincones stays on second. Still a 2-2 to Chad Castillo. Rincones with two swipes this game already. Now behind, one behind Boyd, who has 14. 7 swipes on the game for the Threshers. 2-2 misses outside to Castillo to make it a full count. So that gives the Threshers 59 stolen bases on the season. The next closest team in the Florida State League has 37 stolen bases, and that's the Jupiter Hammerheads. So the Threshers with 22 more swipes than any other team in the league. Payoff pitch. Did he go? Appeal to the Green? He did. Chad Castillo is rung up on strikes for the first time. That brings him down to 3-for-4. And now Otto Kemp will come up to the plate with 2 outs and a run in scoring position. He is currently on a Thresher season high 13 game on base streak. with two walks in his first two at-bats of the game. He's 0-for-1 with a flyout. First pitch to Kemp. Breaking ball, low and away. Count 1-0. Kemp has reached base in all 13 games he's played since Friday, April 15th against the Mighty Muscles. Rincona, no one covering him on third. He'll stay at second base as the fastball runs high and inside to Kemp to make the count 2-0. Two walks already today among the team and league leaders in that category, just behind Gabe Rincones Jr., who's 10th in the league, or 7th in the league with 13, tied with two other players, including Jacob Reimer. 3-0 count to Kemp, who's a pitch away from walk number 3 on the game. That would tie his season high. Kemp will adjust his batting gloves. It's 8-4 Threshers, and they've got a man on second with two outs here in the sixth. Lancelotti puts the glove up at his chest. The 3-0 pitch. This is hitting the air out to center field. Charging is LeCastro. He pulls up, leaps up, and makes a one-handed catch for the final out in the sixth inning. So LeCastro's looked good on defense in his rehab start. The Threshers have just looked better on offense. They don't score a run in the sixth, but leave a man stranded, no errors and no hits. And we're heading into the seventh inning. Threshers lead it 8-4 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark. Fireworks in the sky, on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games, with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today!
Tim LeCastro leading off an inning for his second time. Last let off the third, where he struck out on three pitches against John Henriquez. Now we'll face Jack Dallas in front of Jacob Reimer, Jr. Tillian for the Mets. 2-3-4 due up to start the seventh. First pitch from Dallas is fouled in the air and over the sweet sound on the right field side to make it 0-1. LeCastro, a well-traveled major leaguer, but a guy who has been in the league for most of his time as a pro baseball player. 4 years in the minors, beginning in the Blue Jays organization in 2013, and making his debut in 2017 as he strikes out on three pitches for his second leadoff at bat. Jack Dallas has his second batter down on strikes, and that's the first out in the seventh inning. Jacob Reimer due up next. He singled and scored in the fifth on a Junior Tillian two-run rocket on his 1-for-3 on the day, struck out in the first. Breaking ball in there for a call. Nope, that misses outside. Ball one. Looked like it caught the outside corner. Dallas working quickly. The 1-0 pitch inside, and that's ball two. Pitchers react to the pitch clock in different ways. And Dallas, one of those pitchers that as soon as he's set and the batter's set, which is quick, he'll just go. As we already had Reimer foul that one back into the netting, count 2-1. And as soon as the batter's in the box, Dallas already has the ball in his glove. Reimer's set, and Dallas goes into it. 2-1, fastball upstairs, 3-1. And it's not even him rushing his pitches. That's just how he gets set. He gets ready quickly, and now the 3-1. Reimer bounces this over to third, fielded by Minietti, steps over to first, sends the throw, and Chad Castillo scoops it for out number two. Two gone in the seventh inning, and now Junior Tillian, who homered in his last at-bat, will step up to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with a walk, a strikeout, and a two-run shot. One of three Mets with two homers on the year, as the breaking ball catches the outside corner for called strike number one. Breaking ball again. Still 0-2, and Castillo has just been out in front of everyone in this inning as Tillian fouled this one back to keep the count at 0-2. Two outs here in the seventh. The pitch, fastball upstairs, and the count's 1-2. Threshers lead at 8-4. Eight hits to St. Lucie's six, but the Mets have three errors in the ballgame. Wave and a whiff, strike three. A fastball on the outside corner that Tillian can't get near. So two strikeouts in the seventh inning for Jack Dallas. He rolls through the Mets lineup, and the Threshers lead it 8-4 as we stretch it out in the seventh.
Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers, because if we strike out seven or more batters at any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that seventh strikeout for a promo code to use on a free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
He's in line for me right now.
Have you heard the news? The Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
On June 2nd, the Threshers will host the 18th annual Pitch for Pink Breast Cancer Awareness and Fundraising event at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch some baseball for a good cause with a pregame survivor's walk, specialty jersey auction, and so much more. Visit our website for ways to support the Morton Plant Mies Healthcare Foundation and learn more about this great event on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Bay Care Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Todos los domingos son divertidos en Bay Care Ballpark. Puede parquearse gratis y pregunta por nuestra oferta especial en la taquilla. Visítenos en la página web ThreshersBaseball.com y haz divertidos sus domingos.
So Miguel Alfonseca took a late flyer to come out of the bullpen. Maybe he just didn't know how to open the door coming out of left field. But he's the fourth pitcher of the ballgame for St. Lucie after Joey Lancelotti turned in the first scoreless outing of a Mets pitcher. of today's game. An inning and a third, one walk and one strikeout, no hits or runs off of Lancelotti. Alfonseca, 4.50 ERA on the season, will face Viers, Minietti, and Brito here in the bottom seven in an 8-4 game. Viers sent the first pitch of the seventh inning into the gap in left center field, and that's going to go for extra bases. He's going to walk over to second base and pull right up there with a stand-up double. One pitch, an extra base hit for Jordan Viers, who has quietly put together quite a hit streak. Five straight games with a base knock, or six straight games now with a base knock for Jordan Viers. And he is 1-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored here today. So a rude introduction to the ball game for Miguel Alfonseca. And now Franklin Minietti, who reached on a catcher's interference his last time up, is at the plate with a chance to drive Viers in. Pull side shift for the Threshers third baseman as Alfonseca deals. Minietti lets the pitch go by him, and it's in there for a called strike. Alfonseca, in his fifth appearance of the season, six innings of work, three strikeouts and two walks in six innings. His second appearance against Clearwater this series. 0-1 is hit back up the middle over the glove of Tilling and into center field for a base hit. Viers was heading back to second base, so he will not be able to go home, but it should be a single for Franklin Minietti. A really hard hit ball right at Tilling, and it is officially hit number 10 for the Threshers, and Minietti's hit streak will continue on. Eight straight games with a base hit for Minietti with 10 hits in 24 at-bats over that span. So two hits to start off the seventh for the Threshers, and that'll bring up Eric Brito, who's looking to join in on the party. He reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth, but is 0-for-3 on the day. Alfonseca, in his second outing against Clearwater, zips a fastball outside, 1-0 past Brito. He pitched two innings of relief on Tuesday, one hit, no runs, a walk, and a strikeout. Runners on the corners for Brito, nobody out. The 1-0 pitch is popped into the air in shallow right field towards the foul line. Chasing after it is Campos. He reaches back, and the ball drops out of his glove. Brito will stay on first. Minietti heads to second and slides in safely. And Jordan Viers scores from third to make it 9-4 Clearwater. Should be an E9. And that's just a case of Campos overrunning the baseball. It's either an E9 or RBI number 7 on the season for Eric Brito. Any way you slice it, it's 9-4 Threshers. And they have two runners on and still nobody out here in the seventh inning. So the lineup card will reset as Ricardo Rosario is up at the plate in his fifth at-bat of the ballgame. He's 2-for-4 with a single and an RBI. That is smoked into left, and it's a sliding catch made by Blaine McIntosh for the first out of the inning. One gone to bring up Omarion Boyd, who extended his on-base streak. So, for Brito, he's going to be given an RBI on that error by Campos, as it's ruled a sack fly and an E9. So, seven RBIs on the year for Brito, as Boyd fouls the first pitch he sees back to make it 0-1. So Brito gets his first RBI since the three-run home run. No, it's his first RBI since the last game of the Tampa series. As the E9 puts Minietti on second and Brito on first. 0-1 to Boyd. Swing and a miss through a fastball. Brings the count down 0-2. One out here in the seventh and a run already across. Threshers lead at 9-4. And everyone in the lineup has reached base at least once. Boyd and Kemp, the only hitless players for the Threshers, as Boyd swings and misses to remain that way. Four strike three. Second strikeout of a Thresher by Alfonseca And there are two outs here in the seventh inning to bring up Caleb Ricketts. Two for his first two, oh for his last two, two for four with two RBIs and two runs scored for Caleb. Another multi-hit, multi-RBI game for now the co-RBI leader in the Florida State League. Brito on first, Minetti on second with two outs. Ricketts swings at the first pitch over the top of a fastball to make it 0-1. Flyouts in each of his last two at-bats, but Ricketts leads the way for the Threshers in multi-hit games this season, with five of them between this series and the Tampa series last week. 0-1's poked foul back into the netting, and the count's now 0-2. Two outs, a run already home here in the seventh. The Threshers lead at 9-4. St. Lucie has four errors and six hits. The Threshers, no errors and 10 hits. Alfonseca rocks the cradle a little bit, now sets it back out to his belt. The 0-2 popped into center field. Well, Castro's going to take a couple of steps in, reach up with one hand to make the grab for out number three. Second fly out to center field from Ricketts to LeCastro. We're through seven here at BayCare Ballpark, and before we head into the eighth inning, Lance Williams is going to take us for a spin around the Major League with a final score update. Lance?
All right, yeah, we've had some action in the Major Leagues today. Right now, the Cubs are tied up at three in the top of the eighth in Miami. The Guardians are scoreless in Boston at the bottom of the second. There's a rain delay as the Pirates are in D.C. to take on the Nationals. The Mariners are up 4-0 in Toronto at the bottom of the first. The Orioles are scoreless against Detroit at the top of the second. And then we have some other games that are yet to start. We have Angels, Brewers, Orioles, Twins, Rays, White Sox, Yankees, Rangers, Diamondbacks, Rockies, Giants, Padres, Reds, Athletics, Cardinals, Dodgers, and Phillies, Astros at 7 on ESPN, Sunday Night Baseball. And the Braves-Mets game got postponed. So, a few games going on right now. And, of course, our Phillies taking on the Astros tonight in the rematch of the World Series. The Phillies have actually won all of those games so far in that three-game series. And the Phillies have actually won four in a row so far. So the Phillies, they've started to heat up. They didn't have the start that they wanted coming out of the World Series in 2022. But they're starting to put some wins together, and they're now two games over 500. I'm looking to extend that tonight against Houston.
Yeah, and I know my favorite part of the week is always just nice, relaxing game of Sunday night baseball after what's usually been a Threshers win, and it seems like I'm going to have that chance to see the parent club of the Threshers and the Phillies on ESPN once I get home and pass that on the couch tonight.
Yeah, Sunday night baseball. It's always fun to watch your team on nationally televised games. And, have that tonight.
Well, thank you for the score update, Lance. We'll see you at the post-game show as the Threshers have a new pitcher on the mound. Wes Moore is pitcher number four for Clearwater, and he'll face Vincent Perozzo, who takes a called strike on the inside corner to lead off the eighth inning. Villavicencio and Salazar on deck after Jack Dallas spins two scoreless innings after allowing the first two batters to reach base. He retired the final six in order. It's 0-2 now to Perozzo, who reached on a fielder's choice and drove in a run in the first, but has struck out in each of his last two at-bats. Moore looking to strike him out on three pitches. Here comes. Swing and a miss, strike three. Wes Moore introduces himself to the St. Lucie Mets with three straight strikes and a third strikeout to Vincent Perozzo. That's Moore's first punch-out of the ball game, and the St. Lucie Mets have struck out 12 times tonight, which means I know what I'm having for dinner, and it's going to be Tijuana Flats Tacos. Since I've downloaded the Tijuana Flats app, I get a free taco with any purchase on that app. As Kevin Villavicencio gets a single on the first pitch he sees in the eighth inning, his second hit of the ballgame and the first allowed for the Threshers since the home run by Junior Tillian in the fifth. It's 9-4 Clearwater. And now a runner on first in Kevin Villavicencio with Eduardo Salazar coming up to the plate. So the code for the special Threshers and Tijuana Flats promo is CLWTHR3023, and that can be used from today until May 3rd. This one's hit back to the pitcher, tagged out as Villavicencio at second, on to first, and Salazar barely beats out the throw as it is an FC 1-4, but Salazar will keep the inning alive by beating out the throw. So two gone and a runner on first here in the eighth inning. But a decrease in speed on first base with Salazar replacing Villavicencio there on the fielder's choice. Martinez looks at the first pitch as officially confirmed by Tyler Green on the base paths. And it's a 1-0 count to him. Martinez with his third hit of the series back in the fourth and is 1-for-3 with a strikeout. 1-0. Hit the other way into shallow left field. Minietti makes the catch on the pop up behind the infield dirt in a quick inning where Moore retires 3-of-4. One strikeout in the frame, one hit as well, and one man left. No runs scored. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Threshers look to tack on some insurance as they try to close out the St. Lucie Mets. 9-4 the score as we head into the bottom of the eighth here at BayCare Ballpark.
Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, May 19th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit SPCA Tampa Bay. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Baseball fans! Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
So if all goes well, this will be the last time you see the Threshers batting this week. But have no fear, Clearwater's coming right back in their 12-game homestand as they host the Lakeland Flying Tigers beginning on Tuesday, the 2nd of May. Five straight games at 6:30 from May 2nd until May 6th, Friday through Tuesday through Saturday, including Star Wars night on Saturday, and then a May 7th Sunday game at noon against Lakeland. But now, it's 9-4 Threshers, with Miguel Alfonseca throwing to Gabe Rincones Jr., who swings and misses underneath the fastball to lead off the bottom of the eighth with a strike one. Rincones Jr. has homered in back-to-back nights with a two-run shot in the second inning, extending his hit streak to six games. This one's popped into foul territory, sprinting towards the dugout but not getting there close to in time is Perozo, and now he is disappointed in Jacob Reimer for just standing flat-footed at third base and not trying to hunt down that foul ball. It's a short exchange between the catcher and the third baseman, but you can tell Perozo's not happy, and any team that's on the cusp of being swept can't really be in a good mood. Next pitch to Rincones misses outside, and the count's 1-2. Five straight games with a hit for Rincones Jr. Tonight, he is 1-for-2, reached on an error and scored. And on the hit streak, he is now 8-for-19. Perozo makes it to this. Another one towards the Threshers dugout, and the foul pop-up puts Rincones down here in the eighth inning. And that is the first out of the bottom of the eighth. One gone for Chad Castillo, who's looking to tie a career high with four hits in a ball game. He had four hits against Lakeland on August 30th of last year. This, though, still is season high, and a 3-for-4 day with three RBIs, two swipes, and a run scored. Fastball upstairs to Castillo. That misses to make it a 1-0 count. He's improved his average, though, to 239, three homers, nine RBIs, with a solo shot last night. Alfonseca deals. Swing and a miss. Maybe caught a piece of it off the end of his bat, but either way, it's a 1-1 count to Castillo. Three singles in his first three at-bats, an RBI and a run scored in the first, and a strikeout in the sixth for Chad. The 1-1. This is hit high in the air into left center field, and we looks like we have a new center fielder for the Mets who makes the catch for out number two. As Dairon Campos has moved into center, and Adrian Hernandez has replaced Tim LaCastro out in right field. So Hernandez will be the third batter in the inning for St. Lucie in the top of the ninth, and we're one out away from seeing that. First pitch to Kemp is cut on and missed, and that will be strike number one. Kemp 0 for 2, but he's walked twice and extended his on-base streak to 13 straight games. 0-1, breaking ball missing outside, and the count 1-1. So, Hernandez in right, Campos in center now. As is the usual custom, the Major League rehabber leaving the game a little bit early. 1-1 to Kemp, cut on and miss at the outside fastball. It's now 1-2. So LaCastro's day is done. He was hit by a pitch in the first, stole a base, and scored a run, but was 0 for 3 after that. 2-2 now to Kemp, as the fastball misses low and outside, well blocked by Vincent Perozzo. Two outs, nobody on, and the Threshers lead at 9-4 in the bottom eighth. Alfonseca gets Kemp to go, cut on and missed, and a quick 1-2-3 eighth inning for Clearwater. Last chance for the Mets. The Threshers on the verge of their first sweep in a little over a year. They swept the Tarpons in April last year, and Wesley Moore is coming on to finish this game out in the ninth. Top of the ninth coming up next here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Come down to Make Air Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Last chance for St. Lucie. They trail by 5 in a 9-4 ninth inning with Wes Moore on the mound for his second inning of work and a wild swing by Dairon Campos, who's moved from right into center field. And now it's 0-1. He's 0 for 3 on the day, reached on a fielder's choice to end the fourth, a strikeout and a lineout for the now center fielder. Fouled off the end of the bat, and that hits the netting, as Wesley Moore had a very efficient eighth inning. Allowed a single on one pitch, but the next pitch he wiped the singler in Villavicencio off the board on a fielder's choice. And now he gets a three-pitch K to start off the ninth inning. Second strikeout of the day for Wesley Moore, and the Threshers have now struck out 13 after tying their season high with 16 punchouts two nights ago. So one gone in the ninth inning, and leadoff man Blaine McIntosh, who has been 0 for 3 since he led off the game with a double. First pitch to Blaine is hit on a line foul down the first baseline, count 0-1. Blaine scored the first run of the game after stealing third and doubling to right on the first pitch of the ball game. Now it's a left-on-left matchup for Moore, with Adrian Hernandez in the on-deck circle poised to get his first at-bat of the game next. This one is cut on and missed. And the count quickly 0-2. Much like Jack Dallas, who finished two scoreless innings with three Ks and a walk, Moore is moving pretty quickly on the mound as well. The 0-2. Chopper over to first. Castillo can't backhand it, but Kemp's right behind him on the backup, and sliding in first base safely is Blaine McIntosh. Could be an E3, also could be an infield hit. A tough one to judge, but any way you slice it, Blaine McIntosh is on first with one out, keeping the inning alive potentially one batter longer in the ninth inning, and St. Lucie needs all the help they can get. That'll bring up Adrian Hernandez for the first time. Came on in right, replacing Tim LaCastro in the last inning. And now he's up with nobody on base as the ball pops out of Ricketts' glove. A 92-mile-an-hour fastball from Moore, as it's a 1-0 count to Hernandez in his first at-bat of the game. LaCastro 0-for-3 with two strikeouts, but he was hit by a pitch, stole a base, and scored a run. It's officially an error on Chad Castillo that puts McIntosh on first. Now a 2-0 count to Hernandez as the breaking ball misses outside from Wes Moore. First error of the game for Clearwater, but four for St. Lucie. Moore looks at first, the pitch. Hit high in the air, down the first base side, and out of play, foul, closer to home plate, to bring the count down to 2-1. Hernandez getting his first at-bat of the ball game against Moore, who has a three-pitch mix, a four-seamer change, a curve that looks kind of like a slurve for the Canadian left-hander out of Kansas State. A 2-1. Upstairs, that gets away from Ricketts, and that should be a wild pitch that sends McIntosh to second base. 3-1 the count, as Moore was virtually untouchable in that eighth inning. But an error and a wild pitch put a man on second here in the ninth. Moore, one unearned run, led up back in the end of the Tampa series in the ninth inning. 1-0. Upstairs. And I got the count way wrong. That was a 3-1 pitch, and it is a walk to Adrian Hernandez. First free pass issued by Wesley Moore. Third overall from the Threshers. Henriquez didn't walk anyone. He's in line for the victory. Dallas with a walk, and now a one-out walk to Adrian Hernandez. 9-4 still the score, so the Threshers in the lead, but the Mets getting something cooking with two runners on here in the ninth inning and one out. Middle infield pinched for double play depth to Jacob Reimer, who has a single already in a 1-for-4 day. The breaking ball misses low, and Caleb Ricketts is going to come out to chat to Wesley Moore on the pitcher's mound. A little mound beating just to try and calm him down as the Threshers look to secure this sweep. The last sweep the Threshers had came in Tampa against the Tarpons, a 6-game sweep back in April of last year. They're only one of the 2022 season. But this year, the records are quite different as the Threshers have the best record in the Florida State League at this point in the season through the first 20. 1-0, breaking ball outside, 2-0. But that's the thing with minor league baseball, especially at this level. your roster is not going to stay the same the whole season. A lot of these guys are going to be moved up, some sent to the FCL, and a lot of roster changes will happen as Reimer fouls this one away to make the count 2-1. So it could be a completely different team by the end of the season that could drastically change the Threshers' landscape, but there's clearly plenty of talent in this system as the Threshers are the winningest team in the Philly system right now. 2-2 now to Reimer, who cut on and missed at a curveball. The Threshers looking to even up the win column with the Philadelphia Phillies, who were 15-13. The Threshers at 14-6. The 2-2 hit high in the air out to center field. Boyd charging, losing his hat, and he makes the catch with one hand to put the Mets down to their final batter. Reimer should finish the day 1-for-5. And Junior Tillian will come up to the plate. He's reached base in 2 at-bats, a walk and a 2-run home run. His other 2 at-bats were both strikeouts. He struck out looking in the 7th, and it's the last chance for St. Lucie to stay alive in this ballgame. It's a 5-run lead for the Threshers. They have a 9-4 advantage with 2 outs in the 9th inning. 2 on. First pitch to Tillian way out in front of that breaking ball, and the count's 0-1. That's a nasty curve from Wes Moore. Whole lot of drop on that breaking pitch. 2 strikes away from a series sweep. Moore looks to second, the pitch. Swing and a miss again. Another curveball, and Tillian can't get near it. He's now 1 strike away. Tillian's is going to call a timeout, granted by Isabella Robb at home plate. And now he's back in the batter's box. 5 seconds on the pitch clock, which surprisingly wasn't reset. Moore deals the pitch outside. It gets by Ricketts to advance each of the runners up one base in the second wild pitch of the frame. So McIntosh on third and Hernandez moving to second. Count is 1-2 as Junior Tillian stays alive. Perozzo is on deck. He's struck out in each of his last 3 at-bats. But Moore hoping not to even get there. 1-2. The pitch. Outside again, and that gets by Ricketts one more time. 1 run will come home on a 2nd consecutive wild pitch as Blaine McIntosh brings the lead down to 4 for the Threshers. It's now 9-5. 2 straight wild pitches make it a 2-2 count to Tillian and a 4-run ball game in the first earned run of the season and the career of Wesley Moore. 2-2, 2 outs, and a man on third. The pitch. Wave and a whiff, 3. A tag for safety by Ricketts, and Wesley Moore finishes off the sweep for the Clearwater Threshers. 9-5, and the Threshers winning by multiple runs in all but 1 game this series for their first sweep in over a year. 7 straight wins for Clearwater, all 6 taken against St. Lucie in this home series. So the first half of the 12-game homestand has been all Clearwater as they take the first 6 of 12 against the St. Lucie Mets, ending on a strikeout by Wesley Moore. John Henriquez will get his 2nd win of the season, and Douglas Orellana gets his 2nd loss of the week as he was also the pitcher of record in the opening game of this 6-game set. So it'll be a long bus ride home for St. Lucie, and the Threshers will get ready for the Lakeland Flying Tigers, who will get here on Tuesday. I'm going to give it to Lance Williams, who will take you guys through the post-game show here on the Threshers Broadcast Network as Clearwater completes a sweep of the St. Lucie Mets. Here you go, Lance.
Thanks, Josh. Yeah, this 9-5 dominant win from the Threshers completes this 6-game sweep against the St. Lucie Mets, the affiliate of the New York Mets. So, this is the first sweep since April of 2022 against the Tampa Tarpons, and it was a dominant performance throughout the week. So, all batters for the Clearwater Threshers got to the bases, except for Eric Brito. And with that, 6 different runners scored runs for the Threshers. So, for the scoring, The score had started at the bottom of the first when Caleb Ricketts hit a single that brought in Ricardo Rosario, and then Chad Castillo brought in Ricketts with his own single. Next was a very messy play. It was a stolen base that led to an error that resulted in Gabe Rincones Jr. stealing home. And then, also in the first inning, Jordan Byers grounded out that brought in Chad Castillo. So, four runs in the first inning for the Threshers. That really set the tone of this whole game. Threshers then put on some runs in the second inning as well. The bottom of the second, Ricketts had hit another single that brought in Amarion Boyd. And Gabe Rincones Jr. then hit a monster home run. Now, this home run didn't even get onto the berm. It went past the berm in right field. It was sent way out of the atmosphere. Might be in Tampa Bay right now, actually. The next run for the Threshers came in the bottom of the fifth when Ricardo Rosario brought in Jordan Byers. And then at the bottom of the seventh, Eric Brito hit a sac fly that also had a fielding error that brought in Jordan Byers. Next, that was the last run for the Threshers. And then the Threshers just closed it out on the pitching. The pitching was phenomenal today. Unfortunately, Braden Fosnot left the game after 1.1 innings with a shoulder injury. We're hoping he's all right. But the relievers really, they handled their business today. John Henriquez came in after that injury on short notice, and he just performed. He pitched 3.2 innings. He allowed 4 hits, 2 earned runs, but 7 strikeouts and 0 walks. He got the win tonight, or today. He had a great performance. And then both Jack Dallas and Wes Moore, they also had great performances as well. So the next game in this 12-game homestand is on Tuesday. That's May 2nd versus the Lakeland Flying Tigers. That is the affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. And let's take a look at the Florida State League games from this Sunday afternoon. So Bradenton Dunedin is in their second game of their back-to-back due to some unfortunate rainouts. It's the middle of the first in this second game. Bradenton's up 3-0. Palm Beach is up 9-4 in Lakeland at the bottom of the sixth. Fort Myers is up 5-0 at the top of the third in Daytona. They also have a game coming after that game as well, so might be a long day for the people in Daytona. Of course, the Threshers won their game here today, 9-5. The Tarpons lost their game in Jupiter, 6-8. And Dunedin actually had an insane performance in their first game of that back-to-back against Bradenton. The Blue Jays won 18-2, 15 hits versus 4 hits for Bradenton. So that's the Florida State League on today's Sunday afternoon games here on April 30th. And yeah, Josh, do you have anything else for the broadcast?
Well, as you said, the Threshers get their first sweep since April of last year. Came similar timing to this, the third full series of the season. And the Threshers, just a dominant performance in this week, as you said. I mean, you really summed it up well. The pitching was good when it needed to be. The hitting this series has been the best that we've seen it all year. And it's just a really good jump start to the rest of the season and the end of the first month as the Threshers go out on the highest of high notes. 7 straight wins, 6 wins in 6 games against St. Lucie. And, you know, doesn't matter the roster change, doesn't matter how few of the players on this roster were on last year's St. Lucie team. This is still a Mets team that won the Florida State League in 2022 that the Threshers just absolutely blew out of the water. A 6-game sweep is no small feat, especially when it's the first such sweep in minor league baseball this year. So the Threshers, with a really fantastic series, and they're primed for another solid 6-game set when Lakeland comes to town in a couple short days.
Thanks, Josh.
But that is going to do it for today's broadcast. A big thanks to Lance Williams, who will be back for a couple days next week. We'll figure out when. We got plenty of time. But right now, I know I'm looking to a little bit of time off and excited to watch the Phillies on Monday Night Baseball tonight against the Houston Astros in a rematch of the 2022 World Series. That game starts at 7, but the next Threshers game starts at 6:30 on Tuesday. The Lakeland Flying Tigers coming into town for the first time this season. Lakeland is in the middle of the pack in the Florida State League, and as Lance mentioned early on, they're losing to Palm Beach right now, but they have an 11-9 record on the season, so they will come in with a winning record at the end of that game when they come in to face Clearwater for the first time in 2022. You can get your tickets for that series at threshersbaseball.com/tickets. 6 games against Lakeland in the second leg of a 12-game homestand here at BayCare Ballpark. For my broadcast partner, Lance Williams, and for all of us here at the Threshers Broadcast Network, I'm Josh Sperber. I want to give you guys a big thanks for listening all week. We got 6 more games next week coming up, so make sure to tune in. But until then, enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a great Sunday afternoon.